CFM Hockey is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Sabres is brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Czech Law Office, Dave Czech Attorney, Nicolay Bank, Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, and by Stelter Incorporated. Now with the pregame show, here's the voice of the Sabres, Greg Stewart.
WOGO, your sports station.
Good evening, everybody. We're at the Chippewa Ice Arena tonight. It's CFM against ECA, the Chippewa Falls McDonald Menominee team, the Sabres against the Eau Claire Stars. We're about to turn the corner from January to February, and games are getting bigger for every team, more significant. And I was talking to Michaela Hogan. She's going to join us here on our pregame show. She said this is the biggest game of the season so far. You wouldn't think 19 games into the season this would be the biggest, but Coach, this is huge. Chippewa Falls, Menominee, McDonald against Eau Claire. It's a rivalry game, but it's got some implications here in a few weeks when you go to that seeding meeting.
Yeah, when you don't win the games the first time around, the second time around becomes really important. So the sectional schedule is always pretty loaded towards the back end of the year, and we found ourselves in that this week going into next week. So we gotta continue on the road we've kind of been on here. We've been playing good hockey, and hopefully we just see that through here tonight and through next week.
Yeah, five games left on the season. It's hard to believe that it's winded down here. You lost to Eau Claire 4-3 in the first game down there. It would be huge to beat them here tonight. It's been a while since we had a radio game for you. Tell us how the team is playing and your thoughts about the past few weeks, past month here.
Yeah, we've really come into our own. I think a lot of the things that we struggled with early, we're putting the puck in the net, and we had a six-goal performance here on Tuesday. So I think we're starting to get over that a little bit, getting a little more confident with the puck on our stick. Young team, so that tends to be the case. And then our goalie's really stepped up recently. She had a huge weekend for us, keeping them in the game against Bay Area for two periods, and then absolutely standing on her head Saturday against Fox Cities and essentially stealing that game for us. So I feel good about where we're at.
Yeah, 3-2 win over Fox Cities, 6-4 victory over Hudson. So you've won three of your last four. And as you and I were talking, it's not how you start the season, how you finish. That's the most important, and your team is finishing strong here.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, 100%. Now, you can flip that term around, and I'd love to start games a little better.
Yeah,
so
I'm
let's
sure.
start a little faster. Against Hudson, we put 2-1 in the first minute.
Yep.
But that's unlike us. Usually we come out a little slow, and then the second period is really where we start to get our groove, which is odd for a team that has 10 skaters, but hoping tonight a little faster start.
How are you going to handle the nerves? I mean, I think last time you guys played each other, you could see the nerves were there for CFM, your young team. How are you handling that today, tonight?
I think that we're really confident in where we are right now. I don't feel anything in the locker room. Yesterday we talked a little bit about where we're at in our season versus where Eau Claire is. The difference that we are right now versus where we were in early December, and I don't really pick up on anything emotional out of them today, thankfully. It's more just about coming out here and playing the game that we know we can play.
Yeah, Eau Claire Stars, the team you face at least a couple of times every year. The players all know each other. So it's kind of a different animal, this kind of game, isn't it?
Yeah, and I would say in comparison to past years, this is probably a year we have the least amount of friendships within the groups.
Okay.
That's just the way the girls feel. I think in the past it's felt more like they're thinking about who they're playing against.
Mm-hmm.
And today it just kind of feels like another opponent.
Now, you said it's the biggest game of the year, so it is, huh?
Yeah, I mean, this flips everything. They're leading the section right now. I think they're 5-2. I think we're all tied at the top of the conference at this point. Everybody's got three wins
somehow. Hudson, everybody's locked in at 3-2.
Yep. Yeah, so we talked about how this game really shifts everything, and this will dictate what the next three sectional games we have mean.
Yeah.
I mean, this could be a battle of the goaltenders. Like you said, Aubrey Dowd is playing out of her mind right now. Awesome to see that. And on the other side, Eau Claire has two solid goaltenders.
Yeah.
Each are in
Edie Pritzel's playing tonight.
90%, they're over 90 percentile save percentage. So it's going to be a big game for both of them.
Yeah, they're hovering around 93%. We had a mindset on Tuesday of getting the puck on net. Hudson's goalie played a little weaker. And then yesterday we had some conversations about today. take better chances. Don't throw it on net. Throw it on net. Now let's actually wait for a good opportunity, because they are much less likely to let something kind of squeak through.
Absolutely. You got to get that goaltender moving laterally and see what you can get going.
100%.
You bet. All right. Michaela Hogan, first-year coach. Couple of first-year coaches here for Eau Claire and CFM. And let's win this one.
Good guys are going to come on
top. Yeah, come on.
Yeah, we're fired up. Don't worry about it.
Good. Okay. Great. Michaela, thank you for coming
up. We'll talk
to you after the game. This is our pregame show here today. ECA against CFM. As I said, CFM, the Sabres have won 3 of their last 4. On the flip side, the Stars have lost 3 straight. They come in at 9-11, and CFM at 9-9. Both teams at 3-2 in this clogged up BRC conference race right now. Hudson, the lone team at the bottom, otherwise got all the other teams at 3-2 in the conference, and this is may provide some separation here.
I think this absolutely will. I mean, the victor of this game is the team that's going to have a shot at winning the BRC conference, as well as when Western Wisconsin Stars and the Fusion play each other. That's going to set up that championship game, so to speak, I think. So
It's boiling down to the final week and a half, maybe 2 weeks of play here, because we have Eau Claire tonight and then Monday Western Wisconsin, and we'll finish up on our last radio game of the season against the Fusion. You win all those, and it's all in your hands.
And I think that's the Fusion game is kind of where things started to transfer for CFM, where the younger team started to develop into that mature team. They beat the Fusion 4-1.
On the 14th of January.
Yes. Yep. Aubrey Dowd had an amazing game. She's our goaltender for CFM, and she's kept that momentum going. And to have a hot goaltender end of the season, that's a key for success.
Yeah, absolutely. So, 3 of the last 4 wins for CFM, 6 of the last 8. They lost 6 of their first 8, but now they're coming around and things are coming together for Michaela Hogan's team. And playoff brackets ahead here, so all the teams fighting for a higher spot in that bracket. Maybe get some home ice, too, in the postseason.
Yeah, it's always nice to have that, especially when CFM has that very nice locker room. It's comfy, all the amenities.
Yeah.
It's nice to be able to come out of that locker room onto your home ice.
All right. Well, time for our Toys and Ford keys to the game. You're going to find a friend at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Connie Feeney with me here tonight. What do you think? What are the keys for CFM to get their record above 500 and win a critical conference game here?
Well, Michaela, you know, hearing from her, Coach Michaela, beginning of the show here, she's pointed out 2 points. One, that the girls are feeling calm. There's not a lot of emotion. That's a huge thing that they have to overcome. The last time they played Eau Claire area, you could tell that they were not in their best headspace. And then the second piece is getting quality shots on the Eau Claire Stars goaltenders. You're not going to get one in, a lucky shot. You're going to have to get high-scoring opportunities to get a puck past these goaltenders.
Yeah, I think she's unleashed them too. You know, maybe they felt constrained to shoot the puck. And just not wanting to shoot it, pass it off. But I think players are now feeling free to go ahead. If they got a good shot, take it.
They clearly do. I mean, with 2 freshmen and the 30-plus point for the season for goals and assists, they're definitely, you know, feeling the ability to take those shots, opportunities.
Yeah, we've got 2 freshmen leading the team in scoring. Avery Lindstrom has got 36 points coming in here. And Allison Zhu just having a tremendous season. She's got 29, and then Addie Biskin picked up 3 points her last outing against Hudson. She's got 22, a senior. She got a good sprinkling of veteran players and some outstanding freshmen coming up as well that could maybe be setting some program records here by the end of their careers.
I know. I'm wondering about that. You know, Coach Hogan is the one that holds that record. I forget what it is. I know it's over 200 points, and she played 3 years of varsity hockey. I'm like, you know, it's possible that this record that I never thought would be touched could be.
Avery really is probably in line for a 40-point season. I think, you know, outside she could hit 50 points if she had some big games here, but she's had a tremendous season. The team's top point getter. Well, we'll set up the goalie matchup for you as well. This is CFM Hockey on Mogo Radio. We're at 680 AM, 103.1 FM. And Vogo.com worldwide. You can see us on YouTube. So like us on YouTube there. Subscribe to the Vogo Sports YouTube channel. And you can see it the entire game. Watch the game here, our play-by-play coverage. I've heard that Cards TV is going to be up here as well. So we've got the entire media covered here tonight for CFM hockey. Glad to have you along. Our radio producer tonight is Zach Wycheck. Our video YouTube producer is Sam Aberle. Greg Stewart, Connie Feeney with you here tonight on WOGO Radio. We'll continue with our pregame show. This is Sabres Hockey on WOGO.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering 3 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Point, yeah. Von Hayden's going to drive and score at the other end for the Cards, and he's fouled.
And Fournette's got a chance. Comes in. Shot! Oh, he fouled the back of the cage.
Now Flair steps in front of another pass. Pushes it ahead to Ian Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler down the lane. Count it. And one.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
It's donation night at Topper's Pizza in Chippewa Falls, February 3rd and 4th from 4 to 9 p.m. With 25% of sales donated to Homestead Elementary, Topper's makes their dough from scratch every day with fresh hand-cut veggies and piles of Wisconsin mozzarella. Don't forget the wings and topper sticks. Donation night for Homestead Elementary is February 3rd and 4th from 4 till 9. Mention Homestead Elementary or use code HOMESTEAD on your online order. Topper's Pizza, next to Mycon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
CFM Hockey tonight here on WOGO Radio, YouTube, and we're thinking Cards TV as well. Good to have you along. Greg and Connie here, our producer, radio producer Zach Wycheck, and Sam Aberle here as well on YouTube TV. Here is the goalie matchup for tonight. A couple of juniors for Eau Claire, the Eau Claire Area Stars. It's Evie Pritzel. She's been around for a long time there between the pipes for Eau Claire. Comes in with a 4-4 record, a 1.90 goals against average, a save percentage of .938. And for the Sabres, Aubrey Dowd at 9-9 in the season, a goals against at .272 and a save percentage at .898 on the season for the Sabres. ECA at 9-11, 3-2, four teams bunched up at 3-2 on the season. And the BRC and CFM also at 3-2 in conference and 9-9 here, but play much better hockey at the end of the season. And this is when you want to start getting things together.
Absolutely. This is when it counts. I mean, this is the game to really, you know, it's going to have a huge impact on the rest of the season. Yeah. You know, winning this game could mean that you have a shot at the BRC, you know, winning that conference. Losing it, takes you out of the running unless something really drastic happens.
Right. Yeah. You don't want to depend on other teams to win games for you.
No, you don't.
If it's in your hands, go ahead and take it.
Yes. You want to be the one that's in control. And what a great thing for CFM rebuilding their program if they were to win the BRC this year. And they have a shot at it. They have a great squad. I know they're low in numbers, but they're a hardworking team. They don't quit.
Right. Yeah, basically two lines, maybe two, three defensemen, something like that, that just log a ton of ice time, a ton of minutes here. But they do play really hard. You watch them and you think, well, they're going to be pooped by the third period. But, man, they're still out there working hard.
Yeah, they don't quit. They don't have quit in their vocabulary, and they go really hard. And they have three solid defensemen, a freshman that's really finding her feet at this higher speed. Taylor Geisler, but she's going to be a name you're going to hear a lot as she keeps, getting more comfortable on the ice at a high school level. Yeah, it's going to be great.
Here they come. The CFM Sabres in their home gray sweaters with the black breezers and red and black trim, and the Eau Claire Stars, the co-op team that includes the two Eau Claire teams, Altoona and Fall Creek, and here they come, led by their goaltender, Evie Pritzel. And they're coached by Bob Stowe. His daughter Abigail was Miss Hockey in 2018 in the States. Ava is on the team, a defenseman. He's been around hockey for a long time. First-year coach for Eau Claire. And Michaela Hogan, the Chi-High Hall of Famer, is coaching the Sabres. So a couple of first-year coaches here. And we're about ready for some high school hockey with some youth players out there. Going to be introduced by Tom Voidel. So let's go to the voice of the Chippewa Ice Arena right now, Tom Voidel, with tonight's starting lineups and introduction of the youth hockey team of the night.
Before we get to starting lines, we're joined by players from the Chippewa Valley Riverhawks youth program. The teams consist of players from Chippewa, Menominee, Eau Claire, and Altoona area. And you see the players standing with their future high school programs. Most of these girls will be headed to state in a few weeks, and good luck to them at the 14UA team competing in playdowns this weekend. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for our future Sabres and Stars. Well, they were supposed to skate to the blue line, but I guess not. Okay, now introducing the starting line for the Eau Claire Stars. In goal, number one, Amelia Sewell. I think so. The defenseman, number six, April Vaki. And number 34, Ava Stowe. The center, number 26, Kate Roberts. And the wings, number 10, Victoria Keitlinger. And number 12, Addison Knack. And the rest of the Stars, along with their head coach, Bob Stowe, and assistant coaches, Brian Steele, Pat Linder, and Keegan Gunderson. And now introducing the starting line for the Sabres in goal, number 30, Aubrey Dowd. The defenseman, number 7, Ellie Ash. And number 17, Ashley Slew. The center, number 2, Avery Lindstrom. And the wings, number 12, Olivia Hare. And number 16, Allison Zhu. And the rest of the Sabres, along with their head coach, Michaela Hogan, and assistant coaches, Ryan Culp and Colin Harvada.
All right, there you go. The starting lineups for tonight's game. Drop the puck just a few moments away here on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. We'll be back. This is Sabres Hockey on WOGO.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi-High and McDonald student-athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
A battle for supremacy tonight in the Big Rivers Conference. CFM hosting the Eau Claire Stars here on WOGO. Glad to have you along. Our officiating crew tonight, Jason Geyer is our linesman. Clayton Tim and Tim Sallow are the referees. And here we go with some high school hockey. Should be a fun one. Biggest game of the year, says Michaela Hogan. And I'm sure there's going to be a lot of intensity out there tonight, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Anytime these two teams connect, you know, on the ice, it's going to be a lot more than just a win on that, you know, that you're trying to go for. It's pride and bragging rights.
Here we go. It's going to be Lindstrom up against Roberts for Eau Claire. Opening faceoff, won by the Stars. They peel it back to their D. Working up on the far wing, and it's going to be dumped right back in. Touched up by Eau Claire, so icing's going to be waved off. And the Stars go back deep in their own zone to get it. Wrapped around the boards now by Roberts, Kate Roberts, and they'll work it up on the near side. Roberts going to carry it up past her own blue line. Tries to pass it into the Sabres zone. Take it away. Lead pass now for Avery Lindstrom, the outstanding freshman. She got it peeled off her stick as she came in, and it's loose right along the near wall. ECA working it east to west and dumped in on the far side. Just a minute gone here in the first period. No score in this BRC battle. Up against the wall behind Aubrey Dowd. Sabres defense works it on the forward side up to Evelyn Pitcher. She got up midway in the neutral zone, got rubbed against the wall, coughs up the puck. It's brought in by the Stars, but grabbed again by the Sabres. They work it out to center ice, and the Stars playing with the puck a little bit, trying to control it, and it's going to be picked up by Addison Grulking. Kid that goes to Fall Creek. Long history for the Grulkies in the ECA program. And it's into the far wing corner. Comes back to the point. One-timer goes wide of the net. Dowd went out to make sure it didn't cross the goal line. Protects her cage. And here comes
Addie
CFM.
Dixon.
Addie Biskin's got it. Number six. Biskin ragging the puck right inside the blue line.
Allison.
Yep,
Dixon.
Over to
Ooh.
Allison Zhu. Shot on net just went wide. And steered into the left wing corner by the goaltender for ECA, Pritzel. Brought in on the left wing side. Now bumping bodies behind the net. Laid out in front.
Right there.
Scramble forward. Oh, it was Allison Zhu with a chance. Hit the goaltender and careens into the left wing corner. Now here is CFM inside the right wheel. Centering pass. Oh, there's a chance
it's
by Zhu. It's still bouncing around. And now along the goal line inside the ECA defensive zone. Sliding over is Avery Lindstrom to take a shot. That one didn't make it to the goaltender. And an icing call. Good shift right there by that line, huh?
Yes, and you can see why Evie, the Eau Claire goaltender, has a great save percentage. I mean, she just made three saves that were just unreal.
Yeah, 938 save percentage coming in here.
Yeah, you don't get that by, you know, being a slouch by any means. So that just shows what Michaela talked about. We got to get good shots on net.
Bob Stowe's been rotating goalies between Evie Kritzel and Amy Toole. We saw Toole in the first game. Now we get a look at Kritzel. Both goaltenders really strong here. Shot inside the blue line there by Ashley Sloop, the senior. That bounced off a body in front of Kritzel. Sloop slides over against the far dasher and dumps this one in behind Pritzel, and the race is on with CFM trying the forecheck. Here is Eau Claire on the breakout. They got it across their line and swept into the Sabres zone. This is going to bounce off the wall, and Dowd's going to put a glove on it and take the draw in her own zone.
Smart move by the goaltender for CFM to put a glove on that, get a whistle, get a line change. To get some fresh legs out there. They've been out there for a while. Smart
it's not
play.
A deep bench, so take whistles if you need it, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Face off to her left, glove side in the CFMD zone. Scramble for it in the elbow, and it's pushed ahead and dumped right back in by the Stars D. Here is Taylor Geisler. Connie mentioned her and her progress, and Geisler gets that one out to center ice. Stopped right there by Molly Wright. Wright's going to slide along the blue line. Angles one in. And a battle in the left wing corner. And the CFM into the ice. It's going to be swept by Biskin against the wall and cleared out to neutral here. 13-17. Sabres up 2-0 to the shot department, but zeros up on the scoreboard. And here is Grulke. Grulke comes in. Oh, she found the net behind Aubrey Dowd somehow. And she was only a few feet inside the blue line. Just pulled the trigger on a shot. And it's 1-0 Eau Claire Stars.
Yeah, Aubrey definitely wants that one back. I mean, CFM has led the momentum this whole period so far. You know, we're several minutes in. Just a...
Wow.
A weird shot that's going to, you know, got past her. That won't happen again against Aubrey Dowd. That was a strange play indeed.
3:53, time of the goal, and an unfortunate start for the Sabres here tonight as Grulke will pick up the point, her 17th of the season, her 11th goal. She leads the team in points. They don't score a lot of goals. They're like a goal and a half a game, and CFM doubles that up. So now they've got to fight from behind as the Stars have it out of neutral ice. And here they come. Handed off that time to Woolley. She had a shot on net, cradled there by Dowd. And here comes CFM trying to get some offense cooking here. Up to Allison Zhu. She had to reach behind her, lost the rock, and now they work it on the near side for Olivia Hare, who had a nice game the other night. And here is Avery Lindstrom right now, and pumps one in on the goaltender, but snagged out of the air by Evie Pritzel, and that's going to be a save and the face-off in the star zone.
Yeah, those shots probably aren't going to go on Evie, you know, taking it that far back from her. You're going to have to get a little closer, get her moving.
Addie Biskin trying to win an offensive zone draw here, and they get it back for the D. Now they work it top of the wing, top of the circle on the near wing. A shot on net, saved by Pritzel. Angle that one in the left wing corner, and the forecheck is on right here. Here's Tessa Lysis trying to get to the Biskin and can't get there in time, and it's cleared. Riley Biskin's got it right now. Turned and laid a soft one ahead. Taken by Eau Claire. Shot on net. Scooped up into the mitt of Aubrey Dowd. And the junior will hang on to that with 11:55 left to go here in the first period. Eau Claire up 1-0. Well, at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie McLaughlin, and their team are ready to serve you on County Highway I in Chippewa Falls. You can read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. 11:50 in county left to go, first period. Good crowd on hand here tonight. I heard the Chi-High boys are here and supporting the CFM girls here tonight too. And by the way, congrats to Matt Luckowitz and their team for a huge win over Hudson on Tuesday night. Here's a shot on net, save made by Dowd on the shot by April Vaki just inside the blue line. Yeah, they beat Hudson 2-1, and the freshman goaltender for them stopped,
heard
48 to 49 shots.
Yeah,
something
I've
like
heard
that.
Like 41 shots, 44. It was in the 40s.
Oh my goodness!
Drew Broval just stepped up huge that
Laying
game.
The rubber on that freshman, he really came up. He's coming into his own, and they beat Hudson, a ranked team, 2-1 after losing to them in the first game, 8-0. So congrats to Matt Luckowitz. We'll have their game against North here next Thursday night. Got a
body checking penalty against Eau Claire.
Call right here.
They just took out Olivia Hare. You know, she went to knock that puck down, and they just steamrolled her. So
Kohler's going to sit for two here. And a power play special teams here now for the Sabres. 17.3 they come in here tonight. Their power play percentage, and Eau Claire on the kill at 88%. And an offensive zone faceoff here for Avery Lindstrom. Lindy gets it back, and now they'll turn it to the point. This is over for Sloop on the left side for Riley Biskin. To Ashley, first shot, and a redirect down low by Addie Biskin. Was wide, and it ricochets out of the corner. Riley Biskin's got it right now. Avery Lindstrom to Sloop, loads one up, and the shot smothered there by Evie. And she'll hang on.
Yeah, right into her logo on her jersey. We want to hit those corners, get that puck
or get
faster.
Some kind of redirect in front, huh?
Absolutely. And, Addie tried to do that, just redirected a little wide. Yeah.
That's what
I like the puck movement, though.
Face off, glove side of Pritzel here. And a scramble for it, and it's laid out through center all the way back in the CFM zone. Minute 25 left to go on the power play. And CFM trailing 1-0 on the goal by Addison Kruelke for Eau Claire. Here is Addie Biskin.
Penalty. Give him the puck. Get 5-on-3 a little longer. Let them touch it.
Yep, we got a trip call right here. So another penalty coming up with 10:32 left on the. Yeah, Wright's going to sit for a tripping call here. Tim Salo calling that one. So. Now we got a 5-on-3 here for a minute 12. And a nice gift here for CFM.
Absolutely.
Now they got to unwrap it and, accept the gift. Get something in. Here we go. Face off. Offensive zone draw here for CFM. And here comes Addie Biskin. Biskin's going to walk it right to the hole. Turned it on the left post. Couldn't get it past Pritzel, but they still control. Here's Avery Lindstrom. And over to Addie Biskin, and now it was intercepted off the goalie and all the way back down. And we got 50 seconds to go on the 5-on-3. Sabres need to work it up quickly. Get some licks here on Evie Pritzel. Here is Lindstrom with some gas, moves in. Lindstrom lost it, picks it up herself again. Top of the circle, left wing side. Decided to pull the trigger on a shot that didn't get through. Riley Biskin's got it. Now Sloop, top of the circle on the near side. Her shot way off base, but still controlled by CFM. We're down to 20 seconds to go in the 5-on-3. Here is Lindstrom, dances with it on the goal line. Gives it over to Riley Biskin, her wrist shot. Ricochets out of the corner, but still on sides here. And Avery Lindstrom takes a feed. Her shot right on. Save made by Pritzel. Comes back for Riley Biskin. And we're now 5-on-4. Here is Sloop. Her shot went wide. And that went into the left wing corner. CFM still has it. Addie Biskin's got it. Now lays it left wing corner. Biskin along the goal line. Spins and pulls the trigger on a shot. Now Riley, her sister, took a shot. That didn't make it through. And we're down to 26 seconds to go on the power play. Here is Lindstrom. Lindstrom hands off along the goal line for Allison Joux. Here is Riley Biskin. The tall defenseman comes in, takes a shot, blocked out in front. And this is going to be cleared back in the CFM zone. So it looks as if CFM on the power play is going to go 0-for-1 here and loses out in the 5-on-3. Here is Addie Biskin. Biskin spins, beats one player, makes a move. Biskin trying to weave her way in to the cage and finally cut off as she got about 6 feet from the blue paint. And it is Eau Claire turning the tables right here. They got it back in the CFM zone. Taken away now by Riley Biskin. Works it over to Prischer. Prischer's in. She's got Olivia Hare on her wing. Coming down the slot. Couldn't didn't see her coming in the slot area. Couldn't get the
whipped
puck
it
to her. Yep, and the reset here for CFM. It's just outside their blue line and pumped in right there by Eau Claire's Keitlinger and dumped into the left wing corner, slides in behind Aubrey Dowd, and here is Pischer. Pischer's got it, tried to turn it up the ice, had it poke checked off her stick. Still inside the zone, and it's going to stay there right now. It comes to Riley Biskin. She tried to clear it, came off her own player right there. That's Pischer. And it's out to neutral right now with 7 1/4 left to go here in the first period. Dumped ahead, trying to chase it down as Geisler. CFM in the midst of a change right here. Shots are 6-4 in favor of the home team, but we trail it 1-0, and an icing call right here against the ECA team.
Yeah, while CFM didn't, you know, capitalize on that 5-on-3 opportunity, they sure did move the puck really well,
yep,
and they, you know, made tape-to-tape passes. I think it's unusual for Ashley Sloop to shot be that off.
Yeah, she looks a little
Yeah, normally she's got just a laser, you know, that she can release.
Yeah.
So hopefully she gets dialed in now.
Yeah, typically you'll see her put it right on.
Right on, and it's a tough one to stop.
Here is Keitlinger. She's got it inside the blue line for the Stars. They work it down low, and a battle for it on the half board is going to be brought out now by CFM. Laid ahead here for Daniel. Kiara Daniel, number 19, out there taking a shift here for Michaela Hogan. And it broke down at the Stars blue line, dumped in from neutral by Avery Lindstrom, and they'll try to chase it down. Lindstrom's got it in the corner, left wing corner. She'll peel it off the wall, walk it. There's a backhand try right on the save by Pritzel, and thumped into the left wing corner. Here is Zhu, the other outstanding freshman. Drops it back for the shot from the blue line. And that one just wide off the stick of Ashley Sloop. Trying to find her mark here. Back of the goal line is Zhu. Zhu turns from left to right. Finds some open space. Gives it to Lindstrom, her one-timer. Wide of the net. Bounces off behind Pritzel. And it's on the half wall in the ECA defensive zone. Nice keep right there by Sloop. Put her skate down, blocked the breakout shot by ECA. And Evelyn Pischer back on the ice here after a short rest on the bench. And Sloop is going to go off. Her defensive pair going to take a rest right here. Here is Addie Biscuit. Came out with a fresh set of legs and tried to carry it right into the zone, but it popped between her legs, and it's back in the CFM defensive zone with 5.5 left to go here in the period. 1-0 lead for Eau Claire. Their D playing with it back here, trying to open up some ice and give some players a chance to get out there, including Addison Grulke, who's got the goal, just came off the bench here. Grulke's got it just inside the blue line. Grulke now steps up, hands it off to Molly Axmus in the high slot. Her shot, she was trying to wait for a player to come through the low slot area. That didn't figure, and here comes Addie Biskin. Number 6 is into the zone. Trailing her is Evelyn Pischer. Pischer found the loose change there from Addie Biskin, and Eau Claire will take the puck away here and play it to the blue line. Stepping up is Taylor Geisler, trying to hold the zone. Still is inside the offensive zone. Now it pops up into the air, and it's going to be taken here by Keitlinger. Skates briskly across the blue line, launches a shot. That's cradled by Aubrey Dowd, and she'll hang on here for the faceoff in her own zone with 4:34 left to go here in the period. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all of your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. There's the drop. Going to be taken by the Sabres, and they're going to carry it up the ice through neutral now. Here is Allison Zhu. Zhu in the left wing corner. Centering pass for Tessa Lysis. Couldn't control. Bounces into the right wing elbow, and it's going to be cleared back for Ashley Sloop. She gathers it in. Sloop angles this one off the boards off her backhand. Tried to ram it in deep in the zone, and it's going to come around now on the near side for Ellie Ash. Stepped up, her pass down low was cut off by Eau Claire, and the Stars will turn it back the other direction. Here's a shot on net. Big rebound left by Dowd, but cleared up by the Sabres. And this one comes back at the hash mark side of the circle, right wing side for Eau Claire. They'll take a shot. That one went wide into the left wing corner. Comes back for Vaki here on the near side at the point and intercepted by Avery Lindstrom. Lindstrom by herself now coming up the ice as Sabres are in the midst of a change. She'll take it into the left wing corner. Now it comes back for Kira Daniel. Daniel's shot is grabbed by Evie Pritzel, and the junior goaltender will hang on to that with 3:23 left to go here in the period. Shots 10-6 in favor of CFM.
Yeah, a lot of good scoring opportunities. You know, I'm proud of how CFM is playing. They're playing a lot of the game in the ECA Stars zone, and they're moving the puck really well.
Yep. Tough goaltender. Just got to keep putting the
puck,
the
on,
puck
net.
On net.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right, face-off to Pritzel's right, her glove side, her stick side here. And it's going to be pulled back for Riley Biscuit from her sister, Addie Biscuit. And here we go, the puck in deep behind Pritzel. Battle for it in the corner. Pritzel's back there. Here's Riley Biscuit with a chance. That one hit traffic out in front. Kira Daniel was kind of pulled down as she was trying to pick up the loose puck in front of Pritzel, and it's going to be swept back to neutral ice by the Eau Claire Stars. Stars caught in, have to touch up on the blue line, give CFM a chance to clear, and they do. Oh. Here comes the Stars. Here is Grookey. He's already got a goal here tonight. Grookey came in and then mishandled the puck and stolen away by Riley Biscuit. Here she comes. Biscuit looking for the forehand shot. Now gives it up for Lindstrom. Back to Biscuit. Oh, what a great give and go right there.
Beautiful.
Number
play.
Eight to number two, back to number eight. And it is 1-1. What a terrific goal.
Beautiful. That was great right there. Good, good heads up hockey. Passing to Avery Lindstrom. Lindstrom back. Getting that goaltender moving. They're going to get faster when they get her moving.
That was a great goal.
The momentum,
I mean, she could have taken the shot.
Oh, she could have, yes.
And it probably wouldn't have gone in.
No, it would have been gloved up right away.
14:26, time of the goal, and we're all knotted up at one apiece off the goal by Riley Biscuit. And Riley picks up her fifth of the year, her 13th point of the season. And 1-1, a good job by Avery Lindstrom to hand it right back to her. And we're tied at one apiece. Shots 11-6 in favor of the Sabres. And face off in the CFM zone. Left wing corner. 2:15 left to go, first period. Here is Lindstrom. Lindy is into the zone. Tapped it off her skate onto her tape and will try to work the puck in deep on the left post. Now it comes on the half boards and swept back out by Eau Claire. Ellie Ash has got it, gathers it in, works it on the right wing side, just inside the Stars blue line, and an icing call right here against ECA. Well, let me tell you about donation at Topper's Pizza in Chippewa Falls, February 3rd and 4th, from 4 until 9 each night. 25% of the sales will be given to Homestead Elementary. Just make sure you mention Homestead Elementary or use the code HOMESTEAD when you order online. February 3rd and 4th at Topper's Pizza in Chippewa Falls. Donation for Homestead. Great idea. And terrific thing to do for Homestead students and faculty. Minute 35 left to go in the period. 1-1 tie. The puck deep in the CFM zone again as they try to battle it out. And it's going to be Riley Biscuit who will work it off the wall up to Pisher. She turned. Backhand one out to neutral. But it's going to be slung right back in again by the Eau Claire Stars. 1:15 on the game clock left to go here. And picked off by Kohler right at the CFM blue line. Kohler will work at left wing corner as they try to set something up in the final minute of play here in the first. They had the lead. CFM just scored on a beautiful play. Lindstrom and Riley Biskin. That's where we sit right now. And here is Addison Grookey, number 22, slides along the blue stripe, lays one in the left wing corner. Sloop has got it now for the Sabres, and a stoppage of play here, and got a penalty coming up, a body check here And this is going to go against ECA.
Yeah, I didn't see it, but, you know, they're definitely calling a tight game.
So all the penalties so far have been on the Stars. The Sabres had a 5-on-3, could not score on it, but they've got another chance in a power play right here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, the Cards, they're moving the puck really well. That's how they got their goal, and they're going to keep moving it. It's going to get back in that net.
Again, shots, CFM leads it 11-6. Faceoff's going to come in the Stars zone. And just waiting for all the players to get on the ice.
We don't know who got the penalty up here. What number?
Okay, so they want to get a little bookwork done up here. Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service always here for you. And our Chippewa Falls community, Luke and Dana Lucier, create personalized services to honor your loved ones. Learn more at petersonvolker.com. petersonvolker.com. Thanks to all our sponsors here tonight, keeping us on the air everywhere. Cards TV is here. You can link into that at the bottom of the sports page, wogo.com. Got a link for that. You can subscribe to us on YouTube. We got cameras all over the place here tonight. And, of course, on the radio at WOGO.com worldwide, 680 AM, 103.1 FM. And you can hear us all throughout the Chippewa Valley.
Sounds like the Sabres got the penalty.
Oh.
Refs just really, I don't know what happened there, but they put a Stars player in, and then they switched it to one of the Sabres.
Yeah, you can see the Stars player come to the penalty box, but
oh yeah, and they set the faceoff up in the Stars zone.
Okay,
but you know the Stars do not have a great stats for their power play, so this would be an opportunity maybe for the Sabres.
Here's a shot on that. That one came in
shorthand
from
goal.
The point by Hayes. Pardon me, by Volke. And it's going to be taken by the Sabres, but they can't clear. And Volke's got it right now. Number 6 moves up top of the circle, left wing side. They lay it down low. A shot taken side of the net. Not a big angle there for her to take it. And it's cleared out to neutral ice. Addie Biskin, the chaser, is going to drop that one into the right wing corner, deep in the Eau Claire zone. The Eau Claire power play at 8.6% coming in here. Not near what you'd like it. And time ticks out here in the first period. So this one's going to carry over a minute 18 on the power play coming up in the second for ECA. And we're tied at one apiece here. Shots 11-6 in favor of the Sabres. And both teams with one power play here tonight, and CFM with the 5-on-3. So you just figured, Connie, that sometime the way we're putting the puck on Evie Pritzel, that sometime we'd get one past her here with the amount of shots we're taking on her, and just got to keep that up.
We just got to keep that up, exactly. You know, they're moving the puck really well. They're cycling it really well, the CFM, the team they are. You know, they just got to get a little few more connections, you know, to get that shot on net and get Evie moving a little more.
Aubrey Dowd with the goal given up to Grulke. And as we said, it's not vintage Aubrey Dowd on that one. It just looked like she...
You know, it happens to goaltenders. You make that one mistake and it's a goal.
Yeah.
It's not a turnover.
Yeah. Why can't that one go wide, right?
Right. Why can't that one go wide? Exactly. But, you know, Aubrey, she stepped back up after that.
Yep.
She's making some good saves. Her head's in the game. You know, the first 3-4 minutes, she didn't see a single puck. So that can happen to a goaltender.
Lulled her to sleep a little bit, maybe.
Yeah, yep.
But she's dialed in now and hoping to get a good game out of her. She's played really well here in recent weeks. And CFM at 9-9, looking to go above 500 here tonight with a crucial BRC game against the Eau Claire Stars. So 17 in the books. It's just like we hadn't started yet. We're still tied here 1-1.
0-0 game, really, you know, 1-1 officially.
Yep.
But it's anyone's game. And so far, you know, CFM is controlling the game. They're definitely having a lot more opportunities and controlling the puck a lot more in their zone.
All right, we'll take a break. This is CFM Hockey. This is Sabres Hockey. WOGO, WOGO.com, and Cards TV, and our YouTube channel. We'll be back.
quality propane and fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Save smarter and grow your funds faster with a certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 4.25% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open a 4.25% APY 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 12/5/24, insured by NCUA.
Welcome to the Bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the mid-size SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
You can use duct tape to fix a leaky boat, fashion a wallet, or patch a hole in your tent. But if you're using it to keep your side mirror attached to your car or keep that bumper from falling off, come into Chippewa Auto Body and Service and we'll get your car back in working order. We offer comprehensive assistance with insurance claims and all makes and models. Your satisfaction, our priority. With loaner vehicles, early or late night pickup, and full auto maintenance services, keep the duct tape in the drawer. Chippewa Auto Body and Service. Behind Burger King in Chippewa Falls, visit chippewa-auto.com.
At Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we know that the passing of someone you love is one of the hardest times you'll face.
And that's why, at Peterson Volker, it's our honor and privilege to create a personalized service that honors your loved one while supporting those left behind.
I'm Dana Lucier.
And I'm Luke Lucier.
And at Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we are always here for you and our Chippewa Falls community.
PetersonVolker.com.
Sabres hockey tonight on WOGO, Cards TV, and our YouTube channel. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's what I did. I can catch all the games. We even have highlights up there of some of the special goals throughout the season for hockey. And, of course, basketball, McDonald and Chi High basketball is up there as well. We got McDonald buckets tomorrow night. It's the girls at Cadott. 6:55 pregame show with Caleb and Mark Maloney. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney tomorrow night here on WOGO, WOGO.com, and our YouTube channel. 1-1 our score. It was Eau Claire hitting pay dirt first at 3:53 of the first period. Addison Grulke just inside the blue line and scored on Dowd, an unassisted goal, and then a beautiful tic-tac-toe goal for CFM at 14:26, the combo of Riley Biskin and Avery Lindstrom, and we're tied at one apiece again. Shots 11-6. CFM is up in that department, and just got to keep pouring it on, keep the pedal to the metal.
I think if we kept track of time of possession, CFM would be leading that category by a huge margin. They're also leading the category of winning faceoffs. I mean, they're just drawing it back in the offensive zone without, almost like there's no pressure to do so. And then they're controlling the puck, and that's why they're getting a lot more shots and opportunities. I mean, they've had some just trickle past the net, you know, and it's been an exciting period to watch CFM really control the game. And it just happens to be tied, you know, but it was really exciting to see CFM really come out and dominate. Like Michaela Hogan said, you know, their head coach for CFM, usually it's the second period. The first period, they were on fire.
Right.
You know, if there's if this is going to get better, I can't wait.
Yeah, and just a strange goal for Eau Claire. Otherwise, we'd be up 1-0 here tonight against the Eau Claire Stars. Interesting to hear Michaela talk about the players and their relationships. Not quite as deep or close this year between the two teams. But we're introduced to a team that is made up of Eau Claire and Chippewa kids, Menominee kids, a youth team.
And Altoona.
That was here in Altoona as
so
well.
Now, there's been co-ops that have formed and changed all around, you know, the girls hockey for the past decade. But now that they're finally, or even plus than a decade, but now they're finally really all the associations coming together and recognizing it's best for girls to play with like skill. So it creates that A and that B team. And it's interchangeable from year to year. You know, kids that are on the B team, they're moving up to the A team because they're getting better, because they're getting the puck touches, they're getting the skating development, and you never know who's going to be on what team every year. But, you know, then they're competing against the rest of the state who also has that A and B team coming out of their association.
So is this team that was on the ice here for the warm-ups introduced tonight to the crowd here, is that considered an A team then?
So that was actually a whole range of kids from 10U all the way up to 14U.
Okay.
Yeah, there was kids from all the different teams that just came out.
Because they all had the same jersey on here tonight.
The Riverhawks co-op now is that they all wear the same jerseys.
Okay.
They all have that same logo. It's colors that none of the other home associations have.
Okay.
Which is why they're teal and orange. Because a lot of the colors got picked already.
We'll take what's ever left.
Basically, what do you got?
These are different age groups.
Yes.
Just on the same program.
So it's just, you know, it's the River Hawks, and then they feed the two high school programs through the Eau Claire Stars. You know, they have Altoona, Fall Creek, and, you know, the big schools in Eau Claire, and then you have CFM with Menominee and McDonald and Chi High.
So everybody's happy because they're getting a higher level of hockey,
yes,
and more skills,
more like
development,
skill,
that kind
of
thing.
Absolutely. And, and it's, you know, practices, they bounce around between the four associations depending on what percentage of girls you have on your team.
Okay.
So if you don't have any kids from Altoona on your team, you're never going to practice in Altoona or have games there.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's how they do it, and it's been working out the past 2 years with this bigger co-op now. But and it's great that we can fill two high school teams and two high school teams that compete.
Right. Yeah.
Good depth in the Chippewa Valley.
Absolutely. All right, so CFM and the Eau Claire Stars tied at one apiece. By the way, the JV game, Eau Claire won that one 5-0. And varsity is through one period, 1-1 our score. And we're getting ready for the second period here tonight at the Chippewa Ice Arena. This is Sabres Hockey on WOGO, Cards TV, and YouTube. We'll be back.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Point, yeah. Von Hayden's going to drive and score at the other end for the Cards, and he's fouled.
And Fournette's got a chance. Comes in. Shot! Oh, he fouled the back of the cage.
Now Claire steps in front of another pass. Pushes it ahead to Ann Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler down the lane. Count it. And one.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyce & Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyce & Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
It's Donation Night at Topper's Pizza in Chippewa Falls, February 3rd and 4th from 4 to 9 p.m. With 25% of sales donated to Homestead Elementary, Topper's makes their dough from scratch every day with fresh hand-cut veggies and piles of Wisconsin mozzarella. Don't forget the wings and topper sticks. Donation Night for Homestead Elementary is February 3rd and 4th from 4 till 9. Mention Homestead Elementary or use code HOMESTEAD on your online order. Topper's Pizza, next to Micon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls.
Sabres hockey tonight here on Wogo Cards TV and our YouTube channel. Thanks to Zach Wycheck, our producer back at the Wogo Communications Center, and Sam Eberle here, Greg Stewart along with Connie Feedy. And Sabres hopefully can build on that first period. Had a lot of shots on net and started to get something cooking here at the end of the period.
Yeah, good puck possession. Like I said earlier, winning the faceoffs, good shots on net. You know, I think good things are happening for the Sabres right now. The definitely momentum is on their side. The Stars got one lucky goal, and I don't see another one happening. So,
all right, there you go, the prediction.
Yep.
Got to fight off a power play here, though, to begin the period.
Well, you know, with the data isn't suggesting a strong power play from the Stars with 8%.
Yeah, it's
but you don't ever want to look past anybody.
No.
You
got
to still be on your toes. But Riley Bigstrom is coming up big, you know, getting some interceptions. I thought she might get a shorty. We ran out of time. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, she's got the talent to pick one up and
the speed,
you know, throw one in shorthanded.
That reach? Yeah, absolutely.
Tall girl, Riley Biscuit, the junior. She'll be back. Her sister is a senior. She's playing her final games of her career here.
Yes, she is just such a hard worker. I know Coach Michaela Hogan said earlier, I think in a newspaper article, that she wishes she had a whole team full of them. I mean, I don't blame her. Just the grit that she has is what helps create
coaches
momentum.
Love it.
Absolutely, and it's contagious.
Eight seniors for CFM, nine for Eau Claire. And we got a few of them out there. Ashley Sloop is a senior. Addie Biskin out there on the kill here. Riley Biskin and Avery Lindstrom, the freshman. The kill for Michaela Hogan, 118. On the clock, Evie Pritzel at the south end of the barn. And trading places with Aubrey Dowd, who will scratch up the blue paint on the north end of the building here. Just waiting for Eau Claire to come up with their players here. I think they're waiting for a little water to ice up out there, too.
Yeah, but
a warm day. What a day, huh? Did you get out and enjoy
it? Yeah,
it was almost 50 degrees. 46, I think, for our high, or 47.
It felt good. It felt like summer. I was like, this is summer.
Hey, go get used to it.
Yeah.
We're still at the end of January, but we'll take it.
It will take a
turn. A little thaw is just wonderful. Nice win here off the draw on the kill for CFM. And Biskin will dump that. Didn't dump it quite as deep as she wanted. And Eau Claire brings it back in. Only be picked off by Riley Biskin. And she'll toss it all the way down this time and make it to the end of the building. We're under a minute to play in the power play. Addie Biskin is the player who's the chaser down there. And the puck's getting stuck in the water. Biskin had trouble with it. On the breakout, Volke had trouble with it as well as the puck gets caught up on some water and just stops. And here is Biskin right now trying to carry it to the net. Biskin bodied up a little bit along the wall behind Evie Pritzel. The puck hidden out of sight, so they're going to whistle this one. The faceoff in the Eau Claire zone with 31 to go on the power play. Water was playing havoc down there.
It really was. I mean, Addie Bigson is trying to control the play, move the puck, and it just stops.
Right. Glued.
Yes.
To the ice here.
Definitely frustrating because she could have came with a wraparound.
I
think they're
going to
let the ice dry a little bit. The refs recognize that it was just detrimental to the play.
No, you're used to laying down a certain amount of water And, you know, on these warm days, it's just even harder for the compressors to get that thing frozen.
The rink is, you know, it's a good crowd here, warming the building up. There's
everybody hold your breath.
Several hundred people here,
No, little heat, body heat going on here.
Good win.
Again, win. Offensive zone win for CFM on the draw here. 25 seconds to go in the power play. Brought back to the point and dumped in by the Sabres. And here's Eau Claire on the breakout just beyond the blue line. Hauled in there by Ashley Sloop. She'll turn and sling one into the left wing corner. And this is going to rag some more time off the clock here. 9 seconds to go. And good forecheck right here by Avery Lindstrom. Down to 3 seconds, 2 seconds left to go. A shot on net. Pritzel had to fight that one off. Steers it left wing corner. And here comes Grucke, who's got the lone goal for Eau Claire. She comes in, launches one. That one goes wide. Probably got a little bit of a CFM stick here. And in transition, here comes Tessa Lysis. Gets it up to the blue line. Lost it right there again. Water on the ice is playing some tricks on the stick handlers here. And there's an icing call on Eau Claire. So it's going to come back in their zone for the draw. Yeah, you play a couple of minutes in, we still got some water on the ice here.
Yeah, we do. What a great kill from CFM,
no,
though.
That was
they
really
controlled
good.
The puck. And
big faceoff wins, too.
Absolutely. Just not even a shred of doubt that, you know, they just go right back to our D like a magnet. I don't even think Eau Claire broke it out of their zone.
So Eau Claire, 0 for 1 in the power play, and CFM officially 0 for 1, even on a 5-on-3 here, but definitely the momentum is in CFM's favor. Here's a shot on net. Scooped up. Nice on-ice shot there by CFM off the near wall. And Pritzel's on that. She saw it all the way. And holds that one in her glove here. Shots now 12-6 in favor of CFM. 15:04 left to go in the game clock. And Avery Lindstrom bends over for the draw here in the zone. Lindy gets it back on the near side. Now dumps it down low. And a shot taken there by Allison Jew. Had a couple of whacks at Pritzel. Here's one along the goal line. Lindstrom gathers that one in. Took her a while. Finally pulled the trigger on a shot and patted into the left wing corner by Pritzel. Still inside the zone and finally going to be carried out by Kohler on the left side as she jammed it on the wall into the zone. Eau Claire had to get on sides. And that allows Olivia Hare to carry it out, but coughed up, and here's a shot on net. Dowd fought that one off and leaves it for a D. Dowd comes around to the near side. Scramble for it on the half wall in the Saber zone, and going to be carried out by Riley Biskin. Weaves her way down the ice, gives it over on the right side for Olivia Hare. Took a shot. Pritzel saw that one. Angles that one into the corner with 14:07 left to go. Jammed up on the wall. It's going to come out. Biskin's got to rag it to see her. Taylor Geisler has to rag it to get her players on sides here. 13:55 left to go. Comes high in the zone. And here is Sloop with a shot. Partially blocked out in front. And angled into the right wing corner. And Addie Biskin's got it right now. Biskin jammed against the dasher behind the goaltender. Going to be picked up right there by Evelyn Pischer. Trying a backhand centering pass. And it's high in the zone. Just got across the line. So
penalty on someone.
Home team has to touch up. We got a delayed call right here with 13:28 left to go. And I think it's going to go against the Eau Claire Stars.
Yes.
And going to be touched up right there by ECA. And that's an elbow call. And it's going to be the second power play of the night for the Sabres.
Looks like it's against their captain.
Grucke, kind of smiling as she came in, like, I didn't do that, but she's going to get the call anyway.
They
so.
Never do.
Right. I'm innocent.
Yes.
13:20 left to go, and a good time to take the lead right here. Face off, blocker side of Pritzel, and this one's going to go in the left wing corner, and CFM can't contain, and it's going to be cleared all the way down by the Stars. 13:10 on the game clock right now. Here in the second, we're tied at one apiece. And the breakout right here for Annie Biskin. Was pressured, retreats in her own zone. Biskin now across the center stripe into the offensive zone. And has got it, carries it in left wing corner. 1:32 left to go. Here a quarter of the way through the power play. And Sloop shot deflected up into the netting behind Pritzel, And
great play by Addie Dixon, though. Seeing that the ice is clogged up, does a little turnaround, opens the ice up. Great zone entry, gets it in deep. I mean, textbook great hockey. Here we go.
All right, here comes CFM right now, and they're trying to go five-hole. Pritz will shut that down in a hurry. And so we'll have the face-off to her left. 12:44 left to go here. And here's a shot taken. That one came off the blocker of Pritzel into the left wing corner. All right, CFM. And Eau Claire tied at one apiece here with a minute 4 left to go on the power play for CFM, and dumped back in the Sabres zone on this power play, and a chance here by Woolley. She came in on the left post. Here comes CFM. Final 45 seconds of the power play, and Eddie Biskin with a chance. Biskin walked to the top of the circle right wing side. Launched a shot. That one didn't make it quite to the goaltender. Here's a try on net. Turning and wristing one was Lindstrom. And that one hauled in by Pritzel with 33 seconds to go on the power play.
Smart play, though, by Avery Lindstrom there, pretending she's going to make a pass out to the point. Instead, a quick turn and a quick release on that shot. But Evie was ready for it for the Stars.
11:52 on the game clock. And clean win for the Sabres. They feathered down low. That was Sloop trying to go down low for Allison Zhu, and she couldn't control on the give and go, and it's back in the CFM zone. Here is Zhu right now. Allison crosses the line, lays one down the low slot for Addie Biskin, and Biskin had that swept off her stick into the left wing corner. We're down to under 10 seconds to play in the power play. Tied at one apiece here. 11:24 in the game clock. Wheeling and dealing is Addie Biskin. Biskin on the left post. And the Stars back to full strength as Allison Zhu had one final shot on Pritzel here on the power play. And that's gathered in by the junior goaltender. So she'll hang on here for the faceoff. In her zone. Shot 17-8. As Sabres starting to pepper the Stars goaltender. 11:13 left to go here. Greg and Connie with you on WOGO Radio, Cards TV, and our YouTube channel. The 11:08, and we're back to action here in the second period. Tied at one apiece. Sabres trying the forecheck. Slips across the blue line. Backing up is Riley Biskin. And she'll toss this one in. Comes back at the far point for Taylor Geisler. Controlled it, went to her backhand, just dumped it right wing corner, and it's going to come around right to left. 10:44 left to go. Sabres controlling the play right now and spending a lot of time in the Eau Claire defensive zone. Here is Biskin. Turns, goes forehand into the left wing corner. Going to be taken there by Grulke, who just got out of the box, and number 22's got it right now. Moves it up the zone.
Right.
Hands off. Nice pass there to Molly Wright. The shot comes in. Pouncing on it. Getting out on it is Dowd. And got a glove over the puck and hauled it in as a nice pass there from Grulke to Wright. And they had a chance, but Dowd, big save right there to keep it 1-1. You got a penalty here. A trip call right here. So we're going to get a power play for Eau Claire. The trip on Avery Lindstrom, trip call. Pardon me, not Lindstrom. Who was that? Riley Biskin. Riley Biskin, pardon me, is going to get the gate right here. And CFM's got to kill off another penalty. Second of the night for Eau Claire. And let's see how they do. They've struggled this season. This one comes back to the point. There is Volke with a shot. Didn't make it through. Hit traffic out in front of Dowd. And this one in left wing corner. It's going to be taken right now by Volke in the high point right here. Now working down low, trying to beat Dowd on the right post. They got it down for Ava Stowe. Stowe gathered that one in and tried to go right post, but Dowd with the save. And this one pounces up and is hauled in for the face-off in the CFM zone. 1:28 left to go in the power play.
Yeah, we need a good face-off win here for the CFM Sabres.
This is in the right wing circle as we look at it.
Good face-off win.
And another win. Lindstrom's getting pretty good at that as a freshman, winning those draws. And a big win in your defensive zone for the Sabres. Here is a good push by the Sabres. That was Lindstrom right in the grill of the Eau Claire player trying to bring it out. Stars finally get it in the offensive end of the ice. Here they are, near wing side, and a shot taken by Roberts.
What a
player out in front.
Crazy bounce.
Yeah, it really did hop all over the place with a Eau Claire player right in front of Aubrey Dowd. They still have it. They play catch along the blue line. Now they're bringing in. There's a shot taken. Dowd with the save and got some help. That one cleared into the left wing corner, and Eau Claire just patiently waiting now with 40 seconds to go on the power play, trying to set it up. Blocked there by Lindstrom, but still inside the blue stripe here, and Eau Claire controls. They've got it right along the near wall. Here is Kate Roberts, hands off to her left, and pushed into the right wing corner. Roberts has got it right now. In the high slot, turning and ripping one is Kohler. Went wide, bounced hard off the wall, and still hauled in by Eau Claire. Kohler's got it right now. Kohler goes rink wide. On the near side, shot taken there by Roberts. Kate Roberts loaded one up. That one got a piece of Aubrey Dowd, and Dowd pops on it, puts a glove on it, and now some players kind of pushing her glove around a little bit.
Eau Claire's getting a little frustrated there. You know, they're not getting the puck in the back of the net. They're getting mad about that, so they start pushing in the CFM Sabres.
8:22 left to go, second period here on WOGO, Cards TV, and our YouTube channel. And the final 4 seconds of the power play. Big face-off right here for Evelyn Pischer. And they got it back on the far side. Nice job right there by Sloop to clear. And we're back to 5-on-5 hockey.
Great kill by the Sabres.
Yeah, I'll say. Here is Addie Biskin. Biskin left wing corner, coughed it up, comes back to the point. Nice block out in front by Pischer. Evelyn's got it right now. She comes up on the near wing, crosses the blue line with some help. Pischer tried to drop it in forehand and lost the puck, and it's cleared all the way into the CFM zone by Eau Claire, and that'll draw the icing call right here with 7:51 left to go, second period. Chippewa Auto Body and Service is here to help, located behind Burger King. Chippewa Auto Body and Service is your local choice for vehicle repair, body work, tires, and beautiful detailing. Free car wash with every oil change. Chippewa Auto Body and Service. 7:45 left to go here in the period. Here is Geisler, Taylor Geisler, with a wrist shot. Kind of floated on her a little bit, and Pritzel grabbed that one out of the atmosphere and hangs on to
some
it.
Of the, yeah, those floaters can be tough for a goaltender.
They can.
Expecting that faster shot, and it's harder to get that timing right. But
yep. The curveball instead of the fastball right there. 7:39
right.
Left to go in the period. One apiece. But period pretty much dominated by CFM. That doesn't make any difference if you can't put it behind Pritzel. Here we go, left wing corner. Allison Jew's got it. Tried to turn it on her forehand. Comes to the hole. And a scramble in front of Pritzel. Where was it? Goaltender didn't know. There was a crowd in front of her. And CFM comes out of the fray with it. Here's a shot turned toward the net. Cut off by the Eau Claire D. And cleared all the way down. And a foot race here. Riley Biskin gets there first. And we'll haul it in and go rink wide for Olivia Hare. Hare across the line. Loose out along the center stripe. And
Peyton Kelshaw bringing it in the zone,
yep,
for the Stars, yep, freshman.
Yep, she gets her first shift out here, I think, and into the right wing corner. And
Kelshaw's
got a net's off its moorings. A crowd started to get toward the hole, and it launched the cage right off its stakes there, and we've got a stoppage of play right here with 6:46 left to go, second period.
Yeah, Kelshaw for the Stars. She was one of the leading scorers last year at 14U, and you know, she's a good player. She's going to keep developing as the years go on for her.
Peyton comes from Altoona. That's her high school, a co-op here, Altoona, North Memorial, Fall Creek involved here. And Eau Claire's got it right now. Stars have it. Stripped away for CFM, and here they come across the Eau Claire blue line. That was Evelyn Pischer, and a puck is loose, gathered in by the Stars, Evelyn Kohler. Kohler into the zone, dropped it in behind Aubrey Dodd. They try to chase it down. Right wing corner on the half wall now, and pushed out by Eddie Biskin. Tessa Lysis along the far wall. Lays one ahead here with 6:13 left to go. And Ashley Sloop stepped up. Carried it a little ways. There's the pick, and Grulke with a chance. Grulke in the high slot against Ellie Ash. Ash held her up enough. Grulke took a shot, but it was disrupted a little bit. Audrey Dowd had no trouble locating that one for the save here.
Yeah, Ellie Ash did a great job just staying right on her player. Didn't let her get past her, and then she got a little bit of a piece of that shot, and it just slowly trickled in for Dowd to cover that.
Here's the faceoff. Right wing circle. Clean win for Eau Claire.
It's a rarity.
Yeah, and they get back for Hayes. Hayes jammed that one on the wall, and it's going to be gathered in here by ECM, by their CFM, pardon me. And Allison Zhu shadowed a little bit to Hassel as she came in. Zhu pushes it ahead, though, just wide of the cage, and Eau Claire's got it with 5:40 left to go in the second period, tied at one apiece. Last time it was a one-goal game, 4-3 win for Eau Claire. And CFM trying to turn the tables here on their home ice. A critical game, 5.5 left to go here. Out of the jam in the corner, comes back. Here is Geisler with another high shot. And going up was Pritzel to make the save.
And
bounced high in the air, and a hand pass right here is going to bring it out of the zone for a faceoff. 19-15, the shots in favor of CFM.
You know, it was right next to Olivia Hare's head. She just knocked it down, but she was the first one to touch it.
Yep.
Now, can't help those reactions
it's
sometimes.
It's hard to do it, not to want to get to the puck and
right.
You see it laying there, right?
Right.
So it's going to come all the way to the north end of the building. The Sabres defensive zone. Kelshaw, the freshman, against another freshman for CFM. That's Avery Lindstrom, and Kelshaw able to win this one-on-one tussle. Here's a shot by Aubrey Woolley. Aubriella Woolley, and her shot off the blocker of Dowd into the corner. And it's going to be taken by Lindstrom.
Ooh, Kelshaw taking it.
Yeah, she just stripped her as she came out of the zone. And here is Woolley tried to pull the trigger on a shot. That one blocked and loose in the right wing corner. Here is Kelshaw. Boy, she's got some good skills. Kelshaw moved it in back of Dowd, but then had it picked off, and it loosened the center circle. Here's Riley Biskin trying to go forehand. That's intercepted, and a shot take. Oh, my goodness, by Ekloff, all by herself, and she just rifled it wide. She had a bullet, but it went wide, and she had a golden opportunity as Riley Biskin tried to go forehand and was stripped on the
net
exit.
Net is off.
Again, so
yeah.
Stoppage of play here with 4:21 left to go.
Glad
Eau Claire starting to pick it up here a little bit.
They are. Ekloff had it all alone right between the hash marks in front of Dowd. Just, you know, she had that upper corner, but thankfully she's a couple feet off. I'll take that.
Yeah.
CFM's definitely got to pick it up a little bit. You can feel the Stars gain that momentum right now.
And another win in the offensive zone for the Stars. Shot wide. Off the boards behind Dowd. It's going to come on the half wall. And here is Kohler. Evelyn Kohler jammed up against the yellow stripe now. Coming in a Sloop to try to get in the grouping there. And Sloop's got it right now. Sloop carried along the goal line. Tried to work it up in the zone. And CFM's got a chance right here. Here comes Evelyn Pischer. Pischer walked it up, but was surrounded by Eau Claire players, and Kohler's got it inside the zone. Kohler battling with Ellie Ash. Ash dropped down to one knee, and it's in the left wing corner. They tried to bring it toward the hole, and Sloop was in the way right there, jammed up against the dasher on the far side, taken by Hayes, and she'll lob one off the boards. And here is CFM on the breakout. They go rink wide for Pischer. Evelyn trying to skate the puck up. In a track meet, lost that one to Eau Claire. And now she picks up her feet and gets into the left wing corner. 3:16 left to go. The Sabres have it inside the Stars' defensive zone. Slips along the goal line and into the left wing corner as Pischer's going to come off on the change. And coming out is Allison Zhu for Michaela Hogan's team. Here is Sloop. One-on-one battle there with Molly Wright as Wright brought it in, and Sloop's got it right now. And Ashley steams up the ice. Ashley into the zone. Tried the toe drag, and that one didn't work. Behind her was Olivia Hare. Sloop in the left wing corner gathers it in, trying to center up one for Hare. Over to Riley Biskin. She wanted to spin and fire one in, but traffic was out in front, so she laid it in the left wing corner. And here comes Eau Claire back up the ice. On the back check is Riley Biskin. Biskin, right wing corner in her own zone. Bounce, nice play right there. Bounced it off the wall. Gathered it back in again and had an open lane here with 2:18 left to go. Now it's brought up on the right wing side out to neutral. And the intercept right there by Eau Claire. 2:05 left to go here in the second period. And we're one apiece. All the goals scored in the first. Grulke for Eau Claire and Riley Biskin for CFM. Here comes the Sabres again. It is Olivia Hare. Hare walked it to the right wing circle, top of that wheel there, and had it picked off her stick here with 1:41 left to go. Puck still inside the Eau Claire defensive zone. And it's going to be Allison Jew bangs this one off the wall, and it ricochets back up and out. So Taylor Geisler retreating, gives it up to her teammate, Tessa Lysis, and hammers one in with 1:20 left to go in the period. And Eau Claire with a chance on a breakaway. Ekloff had some steam as she came, but lost the rock, and it's loose back in the CFM zone with 1:05 left to go in the period. Back out to neutral ice. Who wants it in the center circle? It seems like the teams are just trading passes right here. Jammed off the wall. Icing's going to be waved off. And we're down to 52 seconds left to go in the period. Deep in the Eau Claire zone. Breakout pass. And here they come. One-on-one. It is Kate Roberts. Roberts moves in. Nice job by Sloop. To a stripper of the puck. Sloop backpedaled and did a great job to get her stick without tripping her up to draw the penalty as we go to 30 seconds left to go in the period here. 1-1 tie. CFM and ECA tonight on WOGO, Cards TV, and our YouTube channel. And with 19 seconds left to go, it's going to come back out to neutral ice. 15 seconds. Time winding down here as the teams trying to work it inside the other team's zone. 5 seconds, 4 seconds left to go in the period. Here's a shot taken by Allison Jew as she slid to the top of the wheel on the near side, about 3 feet off the hash marks here, and pulled the trigger on a shot with 1 second left to go. But it's hauled in by Pritzel, so we'll have the draw with only a second left to go. Yeah. Enough time to drop it and
thought
push CFM it right
might
to
pull
the
their net. Goaltender just on this 1 second. But
yep, Avery Lindstrom takes the draw, but can't push it to the net. So we end up tied at 1 after 2. Shots are 20-15 in favor of CFM. And a little back and forth that period, Connie. I mean, CFM came out strong and then seemed to get into a bit of a lull there. And Eau Claire had their moments.
Yeah, a little bit of a lull. You know, you can hear Coach Hogan from the bench saying, go after it, move. You know, yeah. And just a few passes that didn't connect quite as well as they had been the rest of the game. But, you know, hopefully they have a regroup in the locker room. Coach Hogan gives them a little pep talk, and they come back out like they did that first period.
Yeah. So, see anybody's game here. We are ticking down to the final period. We're tied at 1 apiece here. And, again, shots just slightly ahead. You could see it was starting to mount for CFM. They were gaining shots, and then all of a sudden Eau Claire came back and hit their stride.
Yeah, a couple times they're, you know, on the penalty kill, and that one penalty kill that CFM had, I think it was their second one. You know, they got 5 shots in that power play. I thought CFM did a good job still, though, because they were able to, you know, ward off any goals, obviously, and then they also, you know, just put pressure on the Stars.
Yeah. All right, so this is going to come down to crunch time here. A huge game for both teams. CFM desperately wants to win this one to split with Eau Claire on the season and, you know, just have some more ammo for for that seating meeting coming up here and put some space between Eau Claire and themselves in the conference here tonight.
Huge game. I'm really pulling for the CFM Sabres to come out here and get a couple quick goals. That'd be great. That'd be the ideal world.
Yeah, I know. Let's paint that picture for
sure.
Yes,
you know, if we believe it, it's going to happen.
Yeah, so. All right, good to have you along tonight here on Wogo Radio, Cards TV, and our YouTube channel. You can subscribe to that YouTube channel and catch us for all the games. Tomorrow night we've got basketball, girls basketball. McDonald girls against Cadott over in Cadott. 6:55 pregame show with Caleb and Mark Maloney. We're back here on Monday for that Western Wisconsin girls game that was canceled because of cold. And they rescheduled that one for Monday night. We'll be here 6:40 pregame show for that. And then Thursday night, it's Chai boys hockey against Eau Claire North. That's always a fun game to do. North and
absolutely, especially last
North,
time. Yeah,
North
double overtime. Oh, Ethan
man.
Foyles getting that breakaway goal. It was great.
Yeah, I don't know if my heart can take that again, but we'll take it if we need to. But it was a great game, and Chai beat North, so it's the battle for the tool bucket, the tool case here. And that'll be fun Thursday night. And we're back here the following week for our regular season closer for CFM hockey against the St. Croix Fusion. The Fusion probably looking for a little
redemption
in that one after losing to the Sabres just a few days ago or a couple of weeks ago, 4-1 on their home ice. So it should be a fun one, too.
Absolutely.
Great team. All right, we'll take a break and back with more. This is the second intermission. We're tied at one, CFM and the Eau Claire Stars tonight on Wogo. This is Sabres Hockey on Wogo, Cards TV, and our YouTube channel. We'll be back.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Save smarter and grow your funds faster with a certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 4.25% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open a 4.25% APY 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 12/5/24, insured by NCUA.
We are live at the Chippewa Ice Arena tonight. Greg Stewart, Connie Feedy here. Our radio producer, Zach Wycheck. Our video producer, our grip band video producer tonight is Sam Aberle on YouTube. And Cards TV is here as well. So you can watch us all over the place. If you want a link to Cards TV anytime, that link is at WOGO.com under the sports schedule at the bottom of that page. And make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel, too. It's fun to watch the games and hear the play-by-play call as well. We'll have high school basketball for you tomorrow night as the Max girls are on the road at Cadott, 6:55 for the pregame show. Shots 20-15 here tonight for the home squad, the Sabres, against the arch-rival Stars. But we're tied up at one apiece. Grulke with the goal at 3:53 of the first, an unassisted goal. And that led the scoring here for Eau Claire. And then the CFM tied it up with a goal from Riley Biskin, her fifth of the season, at 14:26. And a nice give and go here with Avery Lindstrom, the freshman. And that's where we sit here after two periods. Lots of hockey, lots of back and forth, but we're still tied at two apiece. So important for CFM to come out here. I'm sorry, one apiece, pardon me. Important for CFM to come out here with some fire, I think.
Absolutely. They have to step it up from the end of that last period, regroup, come out like the first period, come out hard, hungry for it. You know, they kind of lost that appetite for winning, I think, a little bit. They got a little comfortable because they had been controlling the game the whole first period and a half. They had time of possession was heavily in their favor. They're winning the faceoffs. They're controlling the puck, cycling it, getting good shots on net, and I think they just got a little too comfortable, and yep, the Stars saw the opportunity. But thankfully, Aubrey Dowd stood tall, and it's still a 1-1 game, and let's hope they come back strong this next period. I mean, they have to. This is a have-to win.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not going to end their season, but it's going to be really a lot more sweet if they win the BRC, right, and they have a shot for it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's in their hands. I mean, they've beaten St. Croix already, the Fusion.
Huge win.
And Western Wisconsin Monday night. And here at Eau Claire, so, you know, if they work their way with wins in their final games in conference, it is theirs for the taking.
Right. I mean, they, you know, you look at the top teams in the state right now, the CFM Sabres have been within one, maybe two of some of these top teams. They beat number five, the Fusion. You know, that they're right there. They're a contender. They're just on the cusp of breaking into that and really just becoming that team that everyone wants to play to have a challenge.
Right.
You know?
Eau Claire tonight, and then on Monday, it's Western Wisconsin and the Stars, and we'll see them on Monday night here on the radio, 6:55 pregame show. So it'd be great to get through this one with a win and win Monday evening for the final, set up the final three games. Tuesday, the 4th of February, it's Viroqua here, and then they go on the road to the Cooley region and St. Croix, the Fusion, in that final game. So it's up to CFM. They control their own destiny here.
Yes, they do.
All right, well, it's time to call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi. Or finally, extra bathroom that you've been doing without that you've wanted for so long. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate at 839-0707 or go to wirzgala.com. WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls High School hockey here tonight for the 24-25 season. Good to have you along. We'll take another break. Ice is done. We'll have a fresh seat of ice, and the teams will be back out here shortly for the third period. This is Sabres Hockey on WOGO, Cards TV, and our YouTube channel.
Welcome to the bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the mid-size SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
You can use duct tape to fix a leaky boat, fashion a wallet, or patch a hole in your tent. But if you're using it to keep your side mirror attached to your car or keep that bumper from falling off, come into Chippewa Auto Body and Service and we'll get your car back in working order. We offer comprehensive assistance with insurance claims on all makes and models. Your satisfaction, our priority. With loaner vehicles, early or late night pickup, and full auto maintenance services, keep the duct tape in the drawer. Chippewa Auto Body and Service. Behind Burger King in Chippewa Falls, visit chippewa-auto.com.
At Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we know that the passing of someone you love is one of the hardest times you'll face.
And that's why, at Peterson Volker, it's our honor and privilege to create a personalized service that honors your loved one while supporting those left behind.
I'm Dana Lucier.
And I'm Luke Lucier.
And at Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we are always here for you and our Chippewa Falls community.
PetersonVolker.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Point, yeah. Von Hayden's going to drive and score at the other end for the Cards, and he's fouled.
And Fournette's got a chance. Comes in. Shot! Oh, he fouled the back of the cage.
Now Claire steps in front of another pass. Pushes it ahead to Ann Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler down the lane. Count it. And one.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Well, this one's coming down to the wire tonight. A tie 1-1 after two. CFM and the Eau Claire Stars. On WOGO Radio, Greg and Connie here. Zach Wycheck, our radio producer, Sam Aberle on TV tonight, YouTube TV. And it's going to be a barn burner, I think, here. Be nice to pick up, more comfortable lead.
It sure would. It's a little stressful right now, exactly. Thinking only 17 minutes left. Next goal could be a major impact goal. You never know. The floodgates could open. But, yeah, it's definitely a stressful stretch here for the CFM Sabres when a must-win game.
Coming down to those goaltenders, Evie Pritzel for Eau Claire, Aubrey Dowd for the Sabres. Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality, and always proud to support local sports. Visit Stelter Incorporated. .com. Again, another reminder that Topper's Pizza is doing this donation night at Topper's February 3rd and 4th from 4 until 9 each night. A quarter of the sales, 25% of the sales, be given to Homestead Elementary School. So all you have to do is mention Homestead Elementary when you go into Topper's, or use the code Homestead when you order online. February 3rd and 4th, Topper's Pizza, Chippewa Falls, with the donation. And time winded down in this intermission. The officials are out. Here comes head coach Bob Stowe of Eau Claire. And the players getting ready at the door to come out here. Looks like they used a little less water this time on the ice. We had some disruption of the play early in the second period.
Still a good chunk of water behind the net, you know, and right in front of the net.
Kind of builds up there, doesn't it?
It does, you know. Some of the drivers, they know to kind of turn off that fountain when they when they get to the corners because they go over that several times. But hopefully, you know, the players are just getting on the ice. We'll have a little bit more time for it to freeze up.
Take your time getting to the bench here.
Yes.
So we're 5-on-5 hockey, unlike the last period where CFM started a player down. And Aubrey Dowd roughing up the wet paint. Blue paint at the south end of the building here. And closest to the CFM bench. So that may make a difference here, too. Home ice, you get that two periods near your own bench.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, usually.
Take it. And it is Stowe at the other side. And here we go. Face off at center ice. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics and CFM hockey. And Avery Lindstrom. Lindy and Zhu and Hare up front for Michaela Hogan to start this period out. Dumped in by CFM, and we're underway here in the third. 1-1 tie right now. And the play inside the Eau Claire Stars zone, and it's going to be brought out by Grulke. Grulke picks up the pace, moves across the blue line on the half boards on the near wall into the left wing corner, and a scramble for it down there. Now it's on the half wall, and CFM trying to get in between the pass, and it's disrupted and brought back out. And Grulke on the back check picks it up, wings it off to her left for Kohler, and she got caught up in some water right there. A couple of players, CFM in the breakout, ran into some liquid on the ice as well. And here is Olivia Hare coming off on the change, and here comes CFM right now. Shot on net. That one went to Pritzel, and she dropped that one off into the left-wing corner. It's going to be picked up by Grulke right now. Evelyn throws it ahead all the way down the ice, and this should draw the icing call against Eau Claire. A minute, 7 seconds into this third period.
Yeah, good opportunity there with Allison getting a shot, walking it in. Unfortunately, Avery was impeded from getting the rebound. You know, the Stars stood her up, and we were on the change, so there wasn't that third forward out there.
Here's Addie Biskin trying to win it. An offensive zone draw for CFM, and they got it back to the point and dropped right back into the right wing corner, trying to develop a play right here. Here comes Taylor Geisler, and a shot. Jumping out on it was Pritzel to haul it in and save the shot right there and bring it into her. Face off in the Eau Claire zone. They'll do it again, same spot. Right wing circle. And here is Addie Biskin, same players. Biskin in the right wing corner. Wrapped around the boards, the hard around. Comes on the wall on the far side for CFM. Stepping up is Riley Biskin. And Eau Claire on the breakout now. Drops it rink wide out to neutral ice. On the back check is Addie Biskin. Biskin walks it a ways and then angles that one off the wall. And she's heading to the hole here. Heading back, I should say, to the bench for a brief rest. Inside the zone. See if they're able to keep it in right now. Despite the player change, comes back for Riley Biskin. Nice save right there. Goes rink wide into the right wing corner. And Eau Claire on the breakout. Picked off and a shot taken on Pritzel. The save made off the shot by Allison Zhu. And so we'll have the face-off. What do you think of the start here for CFM?
Yeah, I was just going to say it's a great start for CFM. We've been playing in Eau Claire's zone, moving the puck. Evie coming up big on those single shots. We got to get her moving.
Here's the drop. And Avery Lindstrom trying to get her nose dirty down there. And this one came off the boards and back up and out. And Eau Claire's got it right here. Brought in. Eau Claire with a chance. Slid wide of the cage. That was Woolley. And this one in the left wing corner and slides around. It's loose. Back in the CFM into the ice. It's going to come back to the point. Hauled in there by Volke and drops one down low, down the slot. grabbed by CFM, and here we are. Breakout pass right here, and Avery Lindstrom has it. Lindstrom one on two right here is going to drop it in, and
she's going to win Hare the race to that puck, though.
Yep, Olivia Hare went off and trades places with Tessa Lysis, trying to get the full five players out there. That's posed a problem right here. Riley Biskin angles this one in the left wing corner, comes around from left to right on the half boards in the near side and high in the zone. Nice keep right there by Tessa Lysis, and Taylor Geisler. She slid over, but now here comes Eau Claire in transition. Stars have it. They work it into the zone. That's Addison Knack, and had it poke checked off her stick into the left wing corner with 13:39 left to go, third period. Tied at one apiece. All the goals scored in the first period, nothing in the second. And here is Evelyn Pischer, tried to get her body between the Eau Claire player and the puck, did a good job there, but had it stripped and brought in by Eau Claire with 13:22 left to go. Riley Biskin pinning it up on the yellow stripe in behind her goaltender in the CFM zone. Addie Biskin getting in there with her sis, and this one will drift off into the left wing corner, and the Biskin sisters are in there with a couple of Eau Claire players, including Molly Wright. And finally, the puck pops out. They go back to the point. Here's a one-timer and a nice block right there by Evelyn Pischer. Pischer walks across the line. Pischer with a chance, moves in, fires a shot on Pritzel. She fought it off on the left post and backed into her net a bit. So they'll reset things in the cage for Eau Claire, and that'll draw the whistle right here with 12:45 left to go, third period. Or contact Chippewa Falls State Farm agent Michelle Mua at 715-726-1919 for life, home, car insurance, and more. Michelle and her team treat you like family with unforgettable service and great coverage. Get a free quote now, michellemua.com, M-O-U-A, michellemua.com. Back to action here. In the slot, hash marks is Avery Lindstrom down to one knee. Still pulled the trigger on a shot, didn't get a whole lot on it. And it drifts off into the right wing corner. Eau Claire on the break. Can they get it across the blue stripe? They do. Stepping up was Ellie Ash to avoid the charge by Eau Claire. And this one angled off the boards by Olivia Hare. And going to be taken there by Bucky for the Stars. They work it up out to neutral ice. And retreating is Ashley Sloop to get it in her own zone. She'll carry it in behind her tender. With 11:58 left to go, shots are 23-15. Eau Claire with a pick right now, and the Stars have it left wing corner. Here's Kate Roberts, had a couple of good chances on Aubrey Dowd. This one stolen away by CFM, and Allison Zhu has got it, and she'll walk up to the blue line and dump it in and go off on the line change here with 11:35 left to go. Complete change here for the Sabres, and it's out to neutral ice, and Riley Biskin will feather this one ahead as she steps up. Addie Biskin's got it. Off to her right is Tessa Lysis. Here is Biskin with a chance.
Yes.
Oh, they put it in. Addie Biskin roofed Pritzel. And the Sabres are up 2-1. Number six. Unassisted for Addie Biskin here in the third. And the Sabres finally get the lead here.
Well, the Sabres are the only team that's gotten shots on net yet this period. Like I said, you know, they're getting the puck in their zone. They're breaking it right out, getting some good opportunities. Let's keep it up for the Sabres.
5:42, the time of the goal, and number six with the goal. Addie Biskin, her 11th of the season, her 23rd point. An unassisted goal. A couple of unassisted goals here tonight. One for Eau Claire, and now Biskin's here for CFM. And both Biskin girls have got points here. Eau Claire trying to fight from behind. Here's Grulke with a shot. Rifled that one over the crossbar. She came screaming down the slot. Oh, it's loose out in front of Aubrey Dowd. It's swept out. Cleaned up right there by Riley Biskin. Good job by number eight. 10:42 left to go. Hammered off the wall all the way down, and CFM will be glad to take an icing and the stoppage of play right here with 10:39 left to go, third period.
You know, the line's still excited about scoring that goal. You could kind of see they didn't settle down yet from that high on that second half of their shift. But new lines out for CFM, and let's hope they keep putting the pressure on the Stars.
10:39 left to go here in the third. And the Sabres up by a goal. Shots 24-15 in favor of the home team here.
I'm not sure what's going on, but the refs are talking to... Oh, there's some fans that turned the goal light on.
Okay.
The Stars didn't like
that. Too much light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they turned it on after that goal, and I think
somebody just walked over and turned it. Yeah, okay. Yeah, typically they don't use the goal light for high school.
No, it's usually for the steel.
Yeah, for the Chippewa steel, but not for the high school teams. Here.
It's a high school kid, you know, they're excited.
Yeah, why not? There's a button. I need to push it. Here's a shot. Oh, they had a player down low. Addison Knack was down low and could have redirected it, but missed it. Now, one hopper, and it's going to be grabbed by Dowd for the faceoff. Off to her right, 10:34 left to go. The drop in the CFM zone. They lead it 2-1, and here we go. Eau Claire trying to fight from behind. Here is Knack. Will wheel and deal. Addison Knack, and this one goes off to the right. Shot taken, and we got a stoppage of play.
And net might have, or they were in the crease, and the net came
something,
off. I don't know.
Yeah, they're going to stop it. No penalty here, but maybe the net just got backed into. Yep, they're repositioning the net here.
Yeah, Aubrey goes in hard when she goes into what's called RVH, you know, into those posts, and it's a little bit soft ice tonight, so it comes loose.
10:18 on the clock, 2-1 lead for CFM, and the faceoff in the left wing circle. This one's going to come back for Vokey, and her shot grabbed out of the air. Clear window to see it for Aubrey Dowd, and she'll just hang on to that for the faceoff here. 10:08 left to go. Claire getting some wax in our zone here at our goaltender. Here is Vokey again, goes cross ice for a defensive partner. Left wing corner, battle for it in the left wing circle. And the net again dislodged. I think Dowd just backed into her own cage right there. Unfortunately, because we had a lane to get the puck out.
Yeah, we were getting the puck out.
Seems like it's been in our zone a long time here.
Yeah. Coach Hogan is rightfully upset that they blew the whistle when the puck was clearly coming out of the zone and he blew it dead. And now it's a face-off again in CFM zone, and that's a poor whistle there. Good heads up.
9:56 left to go. Face off in the zone and fought off there by Dowd as she left a big rebound off to her left, and Eau Claire's got, here's Grulke, who feathers this one down low for Molly Wright. Back to Grulke. Up on top, April Vokey. Vokey's shot knocked down by Pischer, but they can't walk it out to neutral ice here with 9:35. Boy, we have been in our zone for probably a couple of minutes of clock time right here. Here is Sloop. She tried to hand it off to Pischer. Still no
go.
And finally out to neutral ice, but we got to get some pressure on their goaltender, Pritzel, right now. Here is Eau Claire fighting from behind. Molly Wright wheels and deals into the zone. Hands it off for Grulke, and Grulke's stick was lifted. Good job right there for CFM. Can we get it out? No, we can't. Grulke on the back check comes up with it. Top of the wheel on the near side. Pull the trigger on a shot. That didn't make it through. 8:55 left to go. And finally, Addie Biskin's going to say, I'm going to take it myself. Biskin launches a high puck into Pritzel, who worked that off her mitt into the left wing corner. And in transition, here comes Eau Claire. Knack at it at the blue line. It's cleared by CFM with 8:35 left to go. Angled off the boards into the left wing corner, and Biskin's got it right here. Riley with it. Lashes this one off the boards, and it comes back to neutral ice, but Eau Claire caught in offside, so they got a touch up. And here is Avery Lindstrom, but she was just inside the zone on the pass, and so an offside call right here with 8:20 left to go. Man, this is going to go down to the wire, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I thought maybe that goal will kind of open up the floodgates, but
it kind of ignited the Stars.
Yeah, I think it did.
We don't want to win. We don't want to lose this game. So.
Right. Yeah, it lit the fuse for them. Here we go. Stars bank this one off the near wall inside the CFM zone with 8:12 left to go as they try to set something up. But there's the INT for the Sabres, and they work it into the zone. Let's see if they can do some damage here. Here come the Sabres. Laid back for Tessa Lysis. She couldn't control. It's cleared, and this might be an icing call here against Eau Claire, and they will whistle. This one with 7:51 left to go as Eau Claire tries to crank it up for one final push here, trailing 2-1. Quality propane and fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Quality propane, call 723-9490. Stop by or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. There's a drop, the puck inside the zone. And Addie Biscuit kicks it to the net, and they're gonna equip the high pretzel, but you can see she clearly kicked it in.
I mean, she did. Yeah.
Hey, why not? Maybe they don't catch it on video or something, but
you never know.
You can see it up here. It went between Pritzel's legs, but that one's washed out because she kicked it in.
Hey, right there.
This is not soccer. They don't let you do that. So it's going to come back out to neutral ice. Well, it's creative anyway, huh?
Yeah, you know, it was good battling down there. I mean, even, you know, they're holding her stick and she's still working it. So
why not?
Use whatever tool you have.
Right, neutral ice faceoff right here and a pile up along the boards inside the CFM zone. Let's see who comes out of the pileup. They bring it out to neutral ice, tapped in. And Ashley Sloop is going to have to chase it down behind her tender. Sloop got caught up on the fence behind goaltender Aubrey Dowd. And Eau Claire comes out with it. Here is Vaki. Backs up, tries to launch a shot in. That one didn't make it. Ricochets into the left wing corner from Molly Wright. Wright brings it, goes cross ice. Here's a redirect down low for Evelyn Kohler, and that one went wide, and CFM needs a clear right here. They do get it across the ice as Lysis comes off on the player change right here as Michaela Hogan tries to keep the players as fresh as she can. Now it's brought up. That's Olivia Hare, who turned it into neutral ice and gathered up by Hayes for Eau Claire. Comes back to Sloop. Sloop worked it out, intended for Hare. They didn't connect. 6:25 left to go. Claire brings it in. And here is Addison Knack. Knack with a shot. That one went wide. Came off just the tip of the mitt of Dowd into the right wing corner with 6:15 left to go. Eau Claire trying to put some forecheck on. And CFM just needs to clear, get it out to neutral ice as much as they can. Here is Knack again. Top of the circle. A shot on net. Dowd left a big rebound, but got some help from her D, and here comes Sloop right now, one of the defensemen. She comes up to center ice, throws one in, and she's out of gas. She's going to come off on the change right here with 5:50 left to go. As Eau Claire goes D to D behind their goaltender, time running out for them with 5:45 left to go. Stars have it on the breakout near wall. They bring it out to center ice, and here come the Stars. Here they go. Evelyn Eckhoff moves in, fires one. Big save by Dowd. As Eckloff came in and launched a shot.
Yeah, they had a 3-on-1 opportunity. Instead of making any passes, they just shoot right into Dowd.
Yeah.
We'll take that every
yeah.
time. Thank you.
That is for sure.
Yes.
Didn't make Dowd move at all. She just put her body up against the left post. As we look at it, right post for her. And here's a shot on net. Dowd fought that one off into the left wing corner. Yeah, it came off her grill. And on the half wall inside the zone with 5:22 left to go here in the third period. CFM up by a goal and a scrum along the half wall. Here's a centering pass. Nobody there for Eau Claire. But Riley Biskin struggling to come up with the handle on that. And Eau Claire with the INT. Jumping into the play was Eckloff looking for the game-tying goal. Save made by Dowd. Here's in transition is Addie Biskin. Biskin moves in, fires a shot, trying to go five-hole. That was shut down by Pritzel and cleared back out to neutral ice right onto the tape of Ellie Ash. Ash going on the near wing to Pisher. Walks it just slightly into the zone. And here is Olivia Hare. Hare tried to go forehand, just got a piece of it a little deeper in the zone. Hare hugging the wall on the far side. And here's a centering pass by Lindstrom. That didn't connect, and back the other way is Grulke. They tried to run her into the wall as she came in. Grucke centering pass. Trying to track it down is Kohler. Up on the wall, here is Lindstrom for CFM. Handed off this time to Allison Zhu, the other freshman. Freshman to freshman right there. And Zhu with a nice forecheck came off the shelf looking for it. Who's going to find the rock? And it's on right along the blue line, sliding over. Nice keep there for Lysis, and Tessa's got it right now. Tessa, centering pass for Lindstrom. Oh, one-timer on net. And Pritzel with the game-saving save right there to keep Eau Claire still in this one with 3:48 left to go.
Phenomenal save.
That one would have ended the game probably right there. Here is Ava Stowe. Stowe looks off to her right. Throws a pass, receives one again, and looks up the ice for teammate Keitlinger. Into the zone with 3:30 left to go. Time winding down for Bob Stowe's team right here. Here's his Lindstrom on the back check. Softly lays one ahead. Maybe not hard enough for icing.
Not hard enough. Perfect play.
You bet. Bucky chases it down in her own zone. Here is Sloop, steps into the passing lane.
Nice.
And this one dumped into the left wing corner with 3:08 left to go here in the third period. And CFM comes up with it in the corner. Here is Addie Biskin. Skates away. Skate stops and gets away from the pressure. Biskin trying to dangle it out of her own zone. And Ashley Sloop's got it. Bangs it off the wall for Evelyn Pischer. Pischer up the ice, trying to hit the tape. Olivia Hare, and Hare got a piece of it to avoid the icing call, and Hare chases
right
it down in the forecheck. Pischer on the corner. Oh, Pritzel with a couple of saves, and it works off into the right wing corner. Again, CFM just inches away from putting this game away with 2:28 left to go. Shots 31-21 in favor of the home team with 2:25 left to go. And let's see how long Pritzel's going to stay out there with 2:18 left to go and time winding down. This one slides across the line out to neutral ice, and Eau Claire's got to get on sides. Here is Kohler. Receives a pass cross ice into the left wing corner with 2:05 left to go. And we're going to go under 2 minutes here to right now. Final couple of minutes, and CFM needs to keep it out of their own zone. Here's Avery Lindstrom. Lindstrom stops behind her own net. Nice move right there to beat the forechecking Eau Claire player. That's a beautiful skate stop and move by the freshman. Here she comes in. Time to try to toe drag it past the Eau Claire defense with 1:38 left to go. Keep it pinned in deep right there. That'll keep Pritzel in the net and avoid the extra attacker for Eau Claire. Here is Grulke trying to find a skating lane right now, and CFM again with a good forecheck to keep it pinned in deep right here. A minute 20 left to go in the period, and they can't pull Pritzel yet. Here is Grucke, hands it off to Kohler. They finally get it out of their own zone. We'll look for the call from Bob Stowe to get his goaltender out. You can see Pritzel looking to the bench here with a minute 8 left to go.
It's probably not going to happen with that icing call.
Yep, icing right here on Eau Claire, and Eau Claire is going to take the TO right here. Trailing 2-1 with 1:08 left to go. And a great job that time, Connie, by CFM to keep the puck deep in the Eau Claire zone. They just couldn't get any momentum. Eau Claire back in her own zone to get Pritzel out of there. And
yeah, I thought Pritzel did a great job making sure it got over the blue line in their own zone. And then Avery Lindstrom with that excellent move, banging the puck off the back of the goal. You know, just some smart hockey.
That is smart
just
hockey.
Just those little things can make a huge difference, you know, and it's the boys could watch the girls, I think, on that.
I think so.
Yeah.
She schooled them right there.
Yeah, she did.
But when you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals and gives great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. It's rcu.org. So Eau Claire, Connie, they got to put a push on right now. I mean, it's going to have to put everybody thinking forward here into the CFM zone.
And CFM's going to have to play smart here. They can't get caught with too many players down low and odd man rush. They're going to have to play smart defensive hockey. I'm a guess they're going to run for sure one high, if not two high.
All right. So there's the whistle by Clayton Tim, the referee, and says, let's go. We'll have our post-Glassmere post-game show. We'll catch up with Michaela Hogan And have our Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap as well on that post-Clasmere post-game show. 108 on the clock, third period. CFM up by one in the faceoff in the offensive zone, the Eau Claire defensive zone here. And a battle along the boards near the corner on the right wing side as we go under a minute. Eau Claire trying to pull Pritzel here if they can, but CFM doing a great job on the forecheck and keeping some players back, including Sloop, who backpedals and throws this one into the zone from the center circle. 45 seconds left to go. They're trying to get the puck in the CFM zone. This is going to be an icing call right here. That won't work for Eau Claire, and Pritzel has to stay out there.
Yeah, you see, Eau Claire, they're trying to stretch the ice. You can see them just shooting off two forwards right away. But missed passes result in an icing, and it's good for CFM. Let's see if we can win this big face-off.
Great job by the Sloop and Biskin right here to kind of
recognize that.
Yeah, keep the zone and backpedal, but not backpedal too much here. This is Lindstrom in the zone, 33 seconds left to go. Still deep in the Eau Claire defensive zone. Pritzel in the net. They can't get her loose and come to the bench here. 25 seconds left to go. CFM pulls it out in front and into the right wing corner. And a shot taken right there by the Sabres. Avery Lindstrom on net. And Pritzel fights that one off and makes the save. But we're down to 20.4 seconds on the clock here, Connie.
Plenty of time for the Stars. So hopefully the CFM wins another faceoff. Maybe control that puck and eat it there. Good
Lindstrom
win.
With a clean win back to Riley Biskin. Fanned on it a bit, and it's banged off the wall. And let's see if this is deep enough for icing. Not so, but Sloop gets back on it with 10 seconds left to go. We're down to 8 seconds, 7 seconds deep in the CFM zone. 4 seconds, goaltenders off, but time running out. 2 seconds, 1 second, and a 2-1 win for CFM over ECA tonight. Shots 32-21.
Excellent job by CFM Sabres.
Wow.
Great game.
And they really did a great job. They hit a kind of a lull in the second period, but they turned it on here in the third.
6 minutes.
And pretty much
lull.
Dominated the third period.
Absolutely. They really did. And the key, some of the keys of the game where they were winning those faceoffs, controlling the puck, cycling it down low, just time of possession hugely favored to CFM Sabres.
Yeah, nice win.
Absolutely.
A huge win for CFM. So now they have split the season series with Eau Claire and have a chance to win some conference games and take the BRC this year. We'll have our Post-Glass and Mirror post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial home and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. That's coming up here. Back in a moment. This is Sabres Hockey on WOGO, Cards TV, and YouTube. We'll be back.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
It's donation night at Topper's Pizza in Chippewa Falls, February 3rd and 4th from 4 to 9 p.m. With 25% of sales donated to Homestead Elementary, Topper's makes their dough from scratch every day with fresh hand-cut veggies and piles of Wisconsin mozzarella. Don't forget the wings and topper sticks. Donation night for Homestead Elementary is February 3rd and 4th from 4 till 9. Mention Homestead Elementary or use code Homestead on your online order. Topper's Pizza, next to Mycon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
Our post-Glass Mirror post-game show after a 2-1 CFM victory over the Eau Claire Stars for commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model. Call post-Glass Mirror at Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. Kayla Hogan, the CFM coach, winning coach up here with us in the booth, and it was down to the wire, but we got it, coach, and a big win. You said this is the biggest of the year. Biggest of the season, and your ladies came through.
Yeah, 100%. That's definitely not how we want to make it happen, but you got to be super proud about how we attacked the third period. That was really the message after the second. We kind of laid an egg there for a bit and played a lot in our D zone, and the message between the second and third period was essentially everything's based on these 17 minutes. If we come out flying, play our game, if we win the third period, we win the game, and I feel like we came up with high energy, and we were able to stay up even when things weren't quite going our way. And being able to control that has been something we've been working on this season, and I feel like we played really level-headed, and that really helped us out there.
Well, yeah, team's won four out of the last five here, and I think seven out of the last nine or something like that, so you're really, really playing good hockey down the stretch here.
Yeah, it's a great time to get hot. Sometimes you look at that back-ended schedule and you think if anything happens over the course of the season, you know, injuries, grades, health, we're in a tough spot, but we're getting hot at the right time and we're loving it.
Yeah, it was some smart plays at the end of that third period where Evelyn Fisher, you know, got the puck past the blue line. Avery Lindstrom made a great play behind the net. Some smart hockey, like they stayed poised even though the pressure was on.
Yeah, and I will say that's something through the course of the year I've been really impressed with is our ability to stay disciplined and follow direction in those spaces. I like to say that winning the blue lines wins you the games. We definitely did not win the blue lines in the second period. And so, again, we had that conversation of if we win these blue lines in the third, we have it. Win the blue lines and then over and in. Over and in, over and in, keep it low, and they executed, and this is what happens. You end up with a W.
Yeah.
Love the first goal. You know, it was Avery and Riley, and you know, they could have, one of them could have taken the whole thing, the rock right to the hole, but they played catch and
got Evie moving.
Yeah, it made the difference.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you, I was yelling shoot at 8 when she was in the slot and not pass it out to the wing, but she got it back and buried it. You know, she's a defenseman who wants to jump in the play a lot.
Yep.
We haven't exactly let her too often, but you love it when it works.
Yeah, absolutely. And at the opposite end, Eau Claire had a 3-on-0, and that player took the shot and
right into Aubrey's belly,
right,
and you know,
Aubrey,
take that all night.
Could have passed
long.
It. And,
yes.
We'll take that.
Yeah, and that's something we focused on as a defensive unit kind of throughout this week and before the game was just keep them to the outside. They don't have any burners really besides Grulke who are going to take it to the net. Yep. They're going to throw something weak on. Let's trust our goalie to make that first save, cover it up, and again, good execution on things we wanted to focus on tonight.
Absolutely. Goalie came up big again. You know, one soft goal, but she hadn't seen any pucks for 3-4 minutes. That happens, and, you know, they make mistakes. They're human, too.
Yeah.
But she stood tall the rest of that game. Right. Huge game for her again.
Yes, and that's big. You know, it's something most goaltenders struggle with, that mental side, right? They feel like all the pressure's on them. Aubrey had a rougher game on Tuesday, and we talked to her and said, you have to flush that because today is the day. Let that one in early, and it was. You know, we were a little concerned that it was going to fall apart, but then next time down the ice, she made a big save, settled back in, and another one didn't see the back of the net.
Yeah,
great game.
Well, now it's in your hands. You got Western Wisconsin Monday. We'll be here for that. St. Croix down the pike, only a week and a half away or something like that. So it's up to your girls. They can grab this thing and
grab the conference. It's in their grasp. You know, up to them.
Yeah, and that's really it. And like going off, it's up to you. I challenged them in the locker room before the third. I said, one of you just has to decide that you're going to go put the puck in the net and you won't be denied. And there's no surprise to me that it was number six, that it was Addie. Yeah. Addie took the puck. She went pretty much coast to coast, made a great play, and she just said, I will not be denied today. Yeah. And when you're senior leader, she's been doing that all season. I put her in a tough spot this year, really making her anchor a line with she's got to be the guy, right? Yep. She's got to be the guy. She's got to be the one doing the work, and it wasn't going to show on the score sheet. And, you know, I handcuffed her in points this year, but those are the plays that I remember as a coach, and I'm hoping the rest of the coaches in the state remember those plays when they see her, too, when it comes to the awards and all that stuff.
Absolutely. I mean, that's where you put a player like her, though, that has the mental toughness and the desire to just go hard, and it's not about her. It's about the team success. I mean, it's just a huge leader, and I wish she didn't graduate. Keep her here.
Yeah, I preach, man.
That's,
it's your
tough to lose a leader like that, for sure.
She's relentless.
You can't teach that. That is just innate.
Yeah,
so coachable. That's what I love is I'm like, go do this, and she's like, okay.
Okay, I'll do it.
I trust you, Six. I love it.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And looking forward to watching Monday's game here, the cold delayed game with Western Wisconsin.
Yep. Yeah, we got a quick turnaround, but we're ready. Yep. We're feeling good.
They're a beatable team, and CFM is on a hot streak.
Let's
love it.
You bet.
Heck yes. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Michaela, for coming up. Appreciate it. Michaela Hogan of the Sabres here, head coach of the Sabres, with the win on our Post-Glass Mirror post-game show. They're hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. We'll take a final break and come back here, wrap things up with our Holly Movie Names You Know Stats recap. So stay tuned. This is Sabres Hockey on WOGO and YouTube TV.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Poole Falls.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Save smarter and grow your funds faster with a certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 4.25% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open a 4.25% APY 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 12/5/24, insured by NCUA.
Welcome to the Bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the mid-size SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
You can use duct tape to fix a leaky boat, fashion a wallet, or patch a hole in your tent. But if you're using it to keep your side mirror attached to your car or keep that bumper from falling off, come into Chippewa Auto Body and Service and we'll get your car back in working order. We offer comprehensive assistance with insurance claims and all makes and models. Your satisfaction, our priority. With loaner vehicles, early or late night pickup, and full auto maintenance services, keep the duct tape in the drawer. Chippewa Auto Body and Service, behind Burger King in Chippewa Falls. Visit chippewa-auto.com.
At Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we know that the passing of someone you love is one of the hardest times you'll face.
And that's why, at Peterson Volker, it's our honor and privilege to create a personalized service that honors your loved one while supporting those left behind.
I'm Dana Lucier.
And I'm Luke Lucier.
And at Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, we are always here for you and our Chippewa Falls community.
PetersonVolker.com.
Well, the crowd is cleared out tonight. Big crowd on hand for a CFM victory over the Eau Claire Stars. 2-1, they outshot them 32-21. Time for our Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap. Brought to you by Holly Bovee and Coldwell Banker, Bonanza Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovee.com or find Holly on Facebook. Well, Eau Claire got the scoring started here at 3:53 of the first. It was Addison Grulke with the unassisted goal. Grulke, the senior from Fall Creek on that Eau Claire co-op team, a goal that Aubrey Dowd would love to have back. Kind of caught her sleep napping a little bit there with that 3:53. And Eau Claire had the lead and led until 14:26 of the first period. CFM tied it up with a beautiful give-and-go tic-tac-toe goal for Riley Biskin with playing catch with Avery Lindstrom, and Biskin put it in at 14:26 of the first. That's her 11th of the season, and it was all tied up until the third period, 5:42 of the third period, the game winner by Addie Biskin, Riley's sister, an unassisted goal at 5:42 of the first, and it sounded like this. Out to neutral ice, and Riley Biskin will feather this one ahead as she steps up. Addie Biskin's got it. Off to her right is Tessa Lysis. Here is Biskin with a chance.
Yes.
Oh, they put it in! Addie Biskin! Roofed, pretzeled, and the Sabres are up 2-1. Number six. Unassisted. There you go. 2-1 the score. That's how it finished here tonight as CFM equaled the season series with the Eau Claire Stars. And went to 10-9 on the season with a victory and 4-2 in the BRC. The Stars fall to 9-12 overall and 3-3 in the BRC. So put that one in the books. And, you know, if they can string together a few more wins here, Connie, CFM's going to have a pretty good seed in the postseason and maybe win this BRC.
Absolutely. Wouldn't that be special? Michaela Hogan's first year coaching, you know, a strong alumni of the program to come out and, you know, have a strong first season with a small roster. You know, I think there's a lot of doubts in the state that CFM can keep up. You know, you see some of the articles, like, you know, that really highlight their small roster. And it's like, yeah, but they're tough and they're gritty.
They are tough.
And they don't wear out. So that's a false, you know, message, I think, that gets, you know, thought of. And tonight proved it. You know, ECA Stars, they have a deep roster. They have three lines of girls that can play. And, you know, we just showed them what we can do.
Absolutely. So a big win for CFM, and we'll see if they can keep that going with the game on Monday night. We'll be back here at 6:40 for our pregame show, Sabres pregame, as they host Western Wisconsin, a game originally scheduled a few weeks ago. It got postponed because of the cold weather, and they're putting that together on Monday night here, and we'll be here with them. And then Chi boys hockey coming off that huge win over Hudson on Tuesday night. We'll see them on Thursday of next week against Eau Claire North. Tomorrow night on the sports calendar for Wogo and YouTube TV, it is the McDonald girls basketball team at Cadott, 6:55 pregame show with Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney. Final again, CFM 2 and Eau Claire 1. Fun one here tonight, Connie, and let's get together on Monday again, huh?
Sounds good.
All right.
Let's CFM win.
For Connie Feeney, Greg Stewart here up on YouTube TV. Our producer is Sam Aberley, and thanks to Zach Whitecheck for doing a great job. Our radio audio producer here tonight back at the Wogo Communications Center. Final again, CFM 2 and the Eau Claire Stars 1 from the Chippewa Ice Arena. Good night, everybody.
CFM Hockey on WOGO has been brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Czech Law Office, Dave Czech Attorney, Nicolay Bank, Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, and by Stelter Incorporated. Thanks for listening to Sabres Hockey on WOGO Sports. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.